best radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Mark.
Well, I am Buddy Swales, Governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, Governor of Party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Clark from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy!
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yes,
they have Rick Maloney at the Wawa. I go to
what? I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinacci.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash or trash.
Derek, I'm calling from Chicago.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man. Right.
Ted, don't stand without the tentpole. This is a tentpole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What?
This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
It's Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fopper.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name is Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Luther. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
What is it again? Some rainbow reading thing or something?
It's called Redeeming Rainbow. It's stupid.
Yeah,
CBS.
It is. Get off my phone. 201-209-9368. We're going to spend all night talking about something stupid? Yeah, you're right. It's stupid. Let's spend 5 more minutes of the show talking about it then. The best show, WFMU. The best show, WFMU. I can't. everybody. This is the best show on WFMU, brought to you each and every Tuesday night. 3 hours of mirth, music, and mayhem. Tonight's installment will be hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. The phone number, 201-209-9368. If you've got the courage to call during that, this early portion of the show, realize that you are entering a danger zone. You have 30 seconds to deliver the quote-unquote goods. We just heard the Beatles with Take 11 of Taxman, taken from a collection called Legend of a Leg End on the BMW record label. Before that, super hot stuff from Marie Queenie Lyons, a new CD called Soul Fever. Reissued on the Vampy Soul label, Vampa Soul label. Originally came out in 1970. That's hot stuff. Name of the song was See and Don't See. Equally hot. That's right. The ABBA Box, you're back! Welcome back, ABBA Box. We missed you. At least I missed you. Mike didn't miss you. You know, Mike kept trying to say, ABBA Box? He wanted me to switch you out for a Procol Harum box. I would not stand for it. Procol Harum? From the Voulez-Vous album, the king has lost his crown. And starting us off, Girl Trouble, the amazing band from T-Town. That's right, not the T-Dot. Tacoma, Washington, from their album Hit It or Quit It, we heard The Skin. Put out by the fine heroes at Sub Pop many moons ago. Oh boy, this line's flashing already. Should I be scared? Possibly. Can't go around it. Gotta go through it. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello, Tom. My name is Leon Carbon.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Leon Carbon.
Leon Carbon.
Yes, and I would like to apologize for stealing from some people.
You want to apologize? Stop the clock! Who did you steal from, Leon?
Am I allowed to say last names or no?
No.
Okay. Matthew C.
Well, what did you steal?
About $20 from his paper route while he was in the hospital.
You're right. Are you all there?
No.
Well, how did you steal $20 from a is this a child?
I just got it into my head that I would collect so I could go buy myself a Harley Davidson wallet, not even taking into consideration this guy was in the hospital and I was covering his paper route.
So how were you stealing his money?
I collected for his paper route while he was in the hospital.
Okay. And why was he in the hospital?
Appendix operation.
And how did you know he was not going to be around?
Because he was showing me how to do the paper route for him, so when he was in the hospital, I would do his paper route.
And how old is this person, Matthew?
Probably now.
Well, when did you do this?
Years and years ago.
How many years ago?
Oh, 20-something. Over 20 years ago.
Uh-huh. It's been haunting you, huh?
You have no idea.
Eating you up inside.
Oh, there's many more things I've done, but, I figure I'll start with that.
Does it feel better to get it off your chest?
No, not really.
No. You know why?
Yeah.
Because you're marked. You're marked. You did a bad thing. You can't just get it over with by telling others about it.
I thought the humiliation would do me some good.
Or do you feel humiliated?
Yeah. I felt humiliated before I even called.
So you wanted that wallet, huh? Harley Davidson wallet.
Yeah.
And was it worth it?
No.
Did you get the wallet?
Yes, I did.
And you must have felt like a real big shot walking around.
I did.
And what happened to Matthew because of this?
Nothing. He acted like nothing was wrong, and I just got some strange looks, and...
But he stopped talking to you, I'm assuming.
Well, he moved away after some years and lost touch with him. I've been trying to get in touch with him.
Uh-huh.
It just didn't seem to... Did people search, call the private investigator, went to the yellow pages, the white pages.
Yeah. Private investigator, huh? To get that $20 back to him.
Yeah.
Man on a mission.
Trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. You know, you're trying to do the weird thing. Private investigator. He'd be more spooked by you contacting him now.
Okay.
Are we getting callers from... Is there some weird show? Is Werner Herzog hosting a show on a different station? We're getting his calls. Is this some sort of Dog May 95 call-in show? I hope you're humiliated for the thing you did. You should be ashamed. And you know what you should do? That $20?
Yeah.
You take that $20. You take 20 out of your wallet. How do you... Do you make a good living now?
No.
I'm going to assume no.
No.
No, you don't. Okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm unemployed.
Okay. Any prospects?
I'm looking for work.
Yeah. What kind of work?
A driver of some sort.
Uh-huh. Like a getaway car?
No.
Who would trust you with a car? Yeah, here's the keys.
Oh, a truck, like a delivery.
Oh, a truck. Yeah, those are just four times as expensive as cars. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's not like you're carrying a payload around. You're unemployable. You know why? Because you got the stink of untrustworthiness. It probably glows off you like an aura.
It does.
It's probably in your walk. It's probably in your talk. You probably can't even hold somebody's gaze, can you? Start to look at your shoes. Like you're afraid they're going to start seeing through you. I don't hold people's gaze for a different reason. Because I'm highly intimidating. I know many people have said, Tom looks away when you talk to him. You know why? I'm too cool for school. That's why I do it. But you're worried that people are going to see through you. Right? No, it's not. I'm not making you accept this. You do not hold people's gazes, do you, when you're in a conversation? You're like a dog. You break the gaze first.
My eyes seem to set, and if I just glare at somebody, I'm just staring at them. I'm not making eye contact.
Yeah, when you do probably hold their gaze, it's probably terrifying. They're probably scared for their life. They're feared for their physical condition. So, this is what I say. Go get $20, right? And then you get another 20. Then you get another 20 after that. You triple it for what you did with that 20. You get 60. And this has to be money you got not from ill-gotten means. You don't go out and rip someone else off to make this happen. And you put that $60 to a good cause.
I've been doing that.
How have you been doing? What have you been doing? Donating money to good causes?
Yeah.
What causes?
Doctors Without Borders, Council of Indian Nations.
All right.
There's quite a few. Red Cross. I've been giving a lot of money away. My sister, she needs money. She's not doing well health-wise.
And how much have you given away?
Total of $32,000.
What were you doing for a living?
Well, it was an inheritance I received, so...
Okay. You want to know what I'm ready to say? You can put the Harley-Davidson wallet situation behind you. Put it behind you. You are forgiven.
Yeah, but that...
You are forgiven. Okay?
Money makes it okay? Did I give money away? That makes it okay?
I mean, you can't hunt this guy down. You're going to spook him.
Yeah, I got that 20.
But I'm sure he never forgot it.
Yeah. You know what? It's on him now. It's on him.
That doesn't make it right.
No, but I'm sure he forgot. I'm sure he did forget it.
No, I don't think he would. I mean, that was a real low-life move.
Yeah. But you move on. He probably just knows that there's dirt bags out there, and it makes him a little more cautious. He probably just knows that evil exists in this world.
Okay.
There's guys like you who prey on people getting an operation, and then you're taking money from his paper. What paper was it?
Staten Island Advent.
Well, that's different. That's a horrible newspaper. That's a no man's land decision. I rule it a draw. Get off my phone. I feel like I'm talking to what's that guy? Harry Dean Stanton. I picture that guy looking like Harry Dean Stanton. And yes, it's Harry Dean Stanton, not Harry Dean Stanton. It's Harry Dean Stanton. How do I know that? He yelled at me once for calling him Harry Dean Stanton. He was on the set of Mr. Warmth, the Don Rickles project. He was playing his awesome harmonica solo at the beginning, which I thought was a great choice. Great way to kick off a Don Rickles documentary. Of course, you started with Harry Dean Stanton playing the harmonica. That has everything to do about comedy. Oh, brother. I'm down now. 1/6 of the show is gone already. I feel like I need a shower now. With that guy. Well, not with him. Goodness gracious. How many people do you think that guy has killed in a communal shower? Mike. I'm going to set the over-under at 3. Like in a prison shower, like where he's just like strangled them or beat them with a bar of soap. And by the way, I have an announcement to make. Last week, things got a little heated on the program. My lawyer has advised me that I apologize to a fine person who called named Ross. I apologize for saying I was going to fight you and impale your body on the Colgate clock, which sits on the Hudson, across from Manhattan.
Good brother.
No, I will not. Guy's entitled to his opinion. He doesn't like the show. More power to him. You know, I don't like it. After that last call, I don't think I'm a fan of the show anymore.
Yeah, I want to make a confession. I did a horrible thing. I stole some paper route money.
201-209-9368. That's the number here on the best show on WFMU. I want to know, since today is tax day, I will do this completely anonymously, throughout the show. This is one that can go throughout. Tell me, I want to find out who in the listening audience has gone the longest without paying their taxes. And you just say you don't have to use a fake name if you want. Who has gone the longest? I would actually say maybe the guy who's gone the longest is that last caller. Although he got an inheritance of, 32 grand? Who has gone the longest without paying their taxes? 201-209-9368. All throughout the show, that is up on the table, up for discussion. An evergreen, so to speak. The other day, I was watching on the television a channel. But I told you about that video game channel I was watching, where it's like a high def channel, and it's basically you watch people play video games. And I thought it was the dumbest thing I had ever seen until I realized I was watching it for 25 minutes. Watching someone else play a video game. So I'm watching it the other night. And on it, there was something called... I guess the channel's called Gameplay HD. And now this was 5:30 in the morning. I woke up early. Before my... one of my training days. As I sat down in front of my television with my dozen eggs in a glass, on this channel, and obviously, this is before today's show started, so this is like when the Today Show's in that weird part of it, when it's like that 5 to 6 a.m. version of the Today Show. Where it's clearly like third stringers. I gotta, who's on the Today Show that early in the morning? Like who, I gotta see who the what do they even call that part of the lineup? But anyway, I wasn't watching that yet because we were not at the part of the program where all my favorites are doing their thing. Ann Curry, Natalie Morales. So I'm watching this Gameplay HD, and they had a thing called Gameplay HD Open, like a tournament. And they're playing a game. It was like a weird contest for a game called Ace Combat 6. And the way they were conducting this contest, it was a 2-on-2 tournament. And it was the best two players from who were civilians playing the best two guys they could find from the military. Now, just so you know, this game is a like a fighter pilot game, where you're flying around shooting other planes out of the sky. So they had two military guys playing two civilians. And first of all, when they were showing like the smack talk before it. Like, these civilians were so arrogant talking about it. Like, these military guys, these are actual Air Force guys. Guys who fly actual planes. And the civilians are like, yeah, we don't care. We're not scared of these guys. So then they get on the stage for the competition, and they put the civilians and the military guys in kind of flight suits. These civilians now are standing next to guys who are actually in the military. Now look, I'm not saying you gotta worship people from the military. That's far from what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, the arrogance that these civilians had going into this. There was one guy, and they all had video game handles. Like, you know, God forbid you use the name God gave you. Well, God didn't give you the name. Your parents gave it to you. But these guys, one guy was named Boogeyman. And another guy had some filth name. Something Stains is all I'm going to say. That's all you need to know. That he had stains as the second half. Now you can say what the first, what it's a stain of. But just trust me, it was gross. And this guy's got that, like, emblazoned on his little flight suit. The two civilians. And, so they start the competition. And then the civilians win. And then these guys win. And they're, like, talking like they actually just did something. Like, they were really... They treated these military guys so horribly. Like, the one... Like, yeah, whatever. Like, when they went to shake their hands, like, they gave that kind of arrogant... Yeah, okay. Like, yeah. See you guys. See you losers later. Handshake. Of course these guys won! It's a video game. It's not an actual plane. And these guys are like, yeah, we did it. One guy's like, dude, we did it. And he's talking about how much work it was. Work! And it's like, of course you guys are going to win. You guys are playing video games all day. You're home. These guys are on an Air Force base. They were acting like they were... Like, they were, like, just other... Like, they were pilots from another division that happens to, Well, that division happens to never actually get into an airplane. And then the one military guy said, Yeah, congratulations. And after the guy was arrogant, he said, Well, if these guys ever want to, get into a real plane, we'll see what happens. And that didn't, And that did... The civilians did not take that as any sort of burn at all. It's like, dude, you lost. Whatever. Your weak smack is not cutting it here. We put in we've put in the miles in the air. We've logged the hours. You guys probably work at Best Buy. I don't remember what they did. It was 5 in the morning, Mike. I'm amazed I remember this much about it. If somebody out there can find me a picture of these two guys, holy moly, you gotta see these two guys. Arrogance. .201 .209 .9368 Admittedly, I would have clobbered any of them if you gave me 15 minutes with this game system, I would have beaten anybody. In fact, if you gave me 15 minutes, 15-minute tutorial. In a real plane, I'd be shooting down the bad guys left and right. Flying all over, doing loops. Maybe that's what I need for the next chapter of my life, is something to strive toward. Maybe I'll be like a Blue Angel. That can't be that hard, to be a Blue Angel. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Stuart.
Stuart.
What's up, man?
How are you tonight? What can I do for you, Stuart?
Well, I heard you talking about how long you haven't paid your taxes for.
How long have you not paid your taxes?
I have not paid my taxes for 6 years.
6 years. Stop the clock.
6 years.
And what has led to this?
You know, schooling, working a little bit, not schooling, not working. I was really just confused with when I should file and when I shouldn't, so I just decided not to file altogether.
That's the right decision.
I think so. Well, we'll find out.
Yes, we will find out. You have a lot of income to report?
I don't have crap to report, but I think I have to report the massive amounts of student loans that I've received, so I'm not looking forward to the end of that story.
Mm-hmm. You're in it.
I'm in.
6 years.
I'm in deep. We'll see what happens.
You're playing with fire.
Well, we'll see. We'll find out. My mother at one time didn't pay her taxes for about 20 years.
Really? And did she finally pay them?
She went to the IRS because she decided that she should do the right thing and let them know that she hadn't paid for 20 years.
Yeah.
And she was ready for the guillotine, and they didn't do anything to her.
What did they? They didn't do anything?
They didn't do anything. They didn't charge her. They didn't give her, you know, they didn't give her a bill or anything.
What?
So that's my role model that I'm working on. So I have about 14 years, you know, left to,
there you go,
to work on this.
God bless you. God bless you. Get off my phone. Look, I don't like paying taxes. Think that's like a party? Oh, I had a thing with my accountant once. Holy moly. I was asking somebody about something that my accountant had done, and I sent an email. I called him a name in the email, my accountant. Sent to this other person, then I ended up forwarding it to my accountant, forgetting what I had written. Like, it had gotten kicked back and forth between this person. And then I sent the whole thing to my accountant, forgetting that earlier in it I'd called him a name. Oh, that was embarrassing. Felt like a jerk on that one. Guy's like, yeah, well, sorry that you think I'm a blank. But, Oh, Tom. What did you do that time? Low point. That's a low point. You know what another low point is? This show. This is a flop. Straight up flop. I gotta say, I'm on a cold streak. Since the marathon, I have not caught fire once. Pilot lights out. I gotta say, pilot lights out on this show. I got nothing. Cold streak. Which leads to our next topic. And the topic is... If you had the world's biggest spring, who would you put atop that coiled spring to launch into the ozone? Who would you launch into the ozone with your giant spring? 201-209-9368. No, that's not the topic. The topic is you have a shrink ray. You can shrink it down to anybody on Earth. You shrink them down to an inch. Who would you shrink down? 201-209-9368. No, that's not the topic. The topic is... Hot streaks, cold streaks. Hot is hot streak, cold is cold streak. Can be either about yourself, or about like a famous person. Like you can say that. Like a Francis Coppola. That's a hot streak in the early 70s. That's as hot a hot streak as it gets. Coldest cold streak? Like Michael Richards. That's a cold streak. That guy. That guy's on a 8-year cold streak. Hottest hot streak, coldest cold streak, 201, 209, 9368. Let's get those phones ringing. And you're always welcome to call up and talk about your taxes. And how long you've gone without paying them. We have 6 years. As the current benchmark. Let's see who can beat that. 201. 209. 9368. Hottest hot streak, coldest cold streak. That's a cold streak. I'm telling you, I'm on a cold streak. Caller stink. Had an idea for a Netflix thing we can do also. As best show listeners. Has this been done? I don't know if that prank show that's on Wednesday nights has done this. What's that called? Prank Patrol or something? I don't even know what that show is. But I thought we could... people who have Netflix accounts. What if we pick the absolute least popular movie? We would do it in this area. Maybe people could do it for different regions, because I'm assuming that they go out of different warehouses. Pick the absolute least popular movie you can think of. Everybody add it to their list. And then all you do, when you get it, inside the envelope, like the little sleeve, mark it. And then see if it goes around. See if everybody gets it. We should do it with Strozik. How many copies of Strozik do you... They can't have that many copies. What movie should we do it with? Let's figure that out. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, I heard you were talking about professional video gamers before.
Yes, and who am I speaking to?
My name's Mike.
Mike, where are you calling from?
Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Ridgewood?
Yeah.
That's God's country.
Yeah, God, I hope not.
What if that was heaven? What if you passed away, right?
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden you realized heaven was Ridgewood, New Jersey.
I'd hope I'd have another chance of passing away.
Harsh words. So, yes, professional gamers.
Yeah, there was actually a giant competition at the Meadowlands this past weekend.
Yeah, was it called Loser Fest?
I don't know. Red Bull came in. They had a nice after party.
Red Bull.
Dude, these kids are making money.
It was called the Couch Breakers.
do you want to hear some
all
numbers?
Over the Meadowlands. What's that?
Are you interested in hearing some numbers?
Oh, I would love to.
All right, so I got these... There's this team, they're named Final Boss.
Final Boss.
Yeah. They're about 21, 23, and a 19-year-old kid on there.
So how many people are on Final Boss?
4.
Are you on Final Boss?
No, I know them, though.
Okay.
All right, so win or lose, they have a contract for $250,000 for 3 years. So that's $80,000 they're collecting.
Yeah.
That's without winning or losing. each year they win about $100,000.
And what are they doing? Playing video games?
Yeah. And it's and then on top of that, there's another guy. He's T-Squared. He has he just got a sponsorship from Panasonic, which I don't know the exact numbers on that, but he's collecting money from that. And then he also has a company called Gaming Lessons where he teaches kids to play video games and charges them like $110 an hour.
Yeah, I think that's great. It's great to see he's really contributing to the betterment of today's youth.
He was actually on the front page of the Wall Street Journal about a year ago. They did a story on him. And
he fit? He fit on the front page?
Front page. I mean, I can look up the date in a couple of minutes if you want.
How many dots did it take to draw that guy?
How many what?
Dots.
He's a pretty big guy. He's about...
Yeah. Oh, there's a shocker.
No, not a fat guy. No, he's fit. He's a...
guy who plays video games all day?
Look, for most of these guys, it's like they have to be marketable, so it's like they have to look...
Marketable.
Good. Oh, dude, you have no idea.
Apparently I don't. And I'm glad I don't.
Why?
Because this is up is down, if that's the case.
I mean, look at it. Okay, like what did okay when you were a kid? What did kids grow up playing? Like football, baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, like, look, how many little kids do you know now who don't play video games?
How many little kids do I know right now that don't play video games?
Yeah, like, and let's say from the ages of like 7 to like 15.
Uh huh. Yeah.
How many?
Six.
Six out of how many? A lot more.
Nine.
You know, nine kids.
Yes.
God. No, all right. I mean, I'm just saying, like, every, like, mm-hmm. kid that I've run into plays video games. And it's kind of like that's the way it's going.
Yeah, that is, I guess that is the way it's going. It's going to be like Idiotocracy.
I don't know.
We're like, heading towards Idiotocracy.
All right, how about this? All right, what's the difference between video games and chess?
You want to know what? Chess is stupid also.
Okay, chess is stupid, but you have to think. All these games...
I've never played chess in my entire life, but again, I'll guarantee, if I played chess for 2 days, I would be winning awards.
Awards?
Yes, I'd be in these competitions.
All right, I mean, is there anything else you want me to ask? Because, I mean, I know a
just
lot of...
Just like, Fisher. What was her name? Bobby Fisher?
Yeah, what about him? I meant about, like, the video game thing, like, about them making money. The other thing, you know those final boss guys?
No, but you apparently
okay.
do.
Do you know, do you follow basketball at all?
Sure.
Do you know the Gilbert Arenas from the Wizards?
Yes.
He's actually one of their chief sponsors, and he, like,
great.
Writes him a paycheck every other day.
Well, that's fantastic.
So, I don't know. That's the way it's moving.
Yeah, it's the way it is moving. Toward the edge of the cliff, I guess. Gilbert Arenas is going to have one thing in common with, these final boss guys. Never going to win a thing.
A what?
Never mind. You're making me sick to my stomach. Gilbert Arenas. There's a gunner. Pete Maravich. Never going to win a thing. He's hanging out with these video game guys. The guys from Final Boss. Oh, is that one of the guys from Final Boss? Look. I think it's one of the guys from Final Boss. He's coming over here. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
I'm glad to hear it.
I got something for the topic.
Still so mad about that video game thing.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Guy clearly wanted everybody to know that he hangs out with the dudes from Final Boss.
Yeah, I don't really know what that is, but, you know.
Final Boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it's going to be. There's going to be 50 years from now, it's going to be like, oh, you're good at real baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Which baseball? The one where you actually move your legs to play it?
Yeah.
And the other thing, baseball is lazy to begin with.
Yeah.
Baseball, you stand in the outfield all day.
Yeah.
Or you stand on the pitcher's mound. Or you sit behind the thing.
In the batter's box.
Yeah. Baseball is lazy to begin with. It's still too active. So let's get back to business. You have something for the topic?
Yeah, I do. Keep it short and sweet.
Oh, all right.
Hottest hot streak.
Yes.
How about Neil Young? Mid-70s. That's my favorite era.
Name the albums.
Well, I would probably start Time Fades Away and okay. On the Beach.
Yeah.
Tonight's a Night.
Sure.
Zuma.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to go any earlier with that, would you?
I could stretch it earlier.
Wouldn't want to start that run earlier with After the Gold Rush or Everybody Knows It's Nowhere and Harvest.
Do that? Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Why don't we? Why don't we put his best albums in there also?
Well, why not? What the hell?
You want to know what, though? You are 100% right. Neil Young.
No, he's great. That's
a hot streak. Conversely.
It's almost unprecedented.
Conversely, cold streak now.
Stones, post Some Girls. They haven't done it since.
You're right. That is a cold streak.
It is.
The Rolling Stones.
It's unfortunate.
Young man.
I do.
You are an exemplary caller. You've gotten the show off. You've got the topic off to a fantastic start.
No problem. My pleasure.
Oh, well, thank you, and you have a good night. Well, how many times have you called before?
Zero. This is first.
Oh. Hold on.
And
what is your name again?
My name is Casey from Astoria.
Hold on, Casey. C-A-S-E-Y, Casey?
Yes. You spelled it right.
From, I'm writing this down, Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, Casey?
Mm-hmm.
You listen to the show?
I do.
Do you know what Rookie of the Year is here?
I've heard something about it, yeah.
I gotta say, Casey, and look, it's only April.
I know.
And we are dealing with a thin crop this year.
Yeah.
You got that one guy flamed out.
Yeah.
Steve
from Hollywood.
Yeah. See, you know, the guy listens. You got Julie in Cincinnati. I can't give her an award.
No, a little scary.
A lot scary.
Yeah.
But now I got this guy, Casey. He hit the hottest hot streak one and the coldest cold streak, and he knows the show. I'm not going to jinx it, but I'm just going to say, Casey from Astoria, you keep up the good work.
I'll try.
He's humble.
Either, but
he's humble, too. Good night.
Good night to you.
Oh, well, thank you. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian from?
Columbus, Ohio.
All right. How are things out there?
Very well.
You excited about the Great Plains?
I am excited about the Great Plains.
They're doing it again.
Yeah. They probably won't play here, though.
Why not?
I don't know. If they're smart, they won't. No one here goes to shows.
Oh, that's a bad vibe.
It is a bad vibe.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to see them out here.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be something.
It's going to be awesome. So what can I do for you tonight, young man?
I got one for the topic. I was actually kind of thinking about saying Neil Young, but... Casey beat me to it, but I think I've got one artist that would fit both the hottest hot streak and the coldest cold streak, in my opinion.
Let's hear. Who is it?
Aerosmith.
Mm.
Like, first four albums of
yes.
self-titled, Get Your Wings, Toys in the Attic, and Rocks.
Yes.
Hot streak.
Mm.
Pretty much everything after that, but definitely like starting with when they came back, like post-Run DMC, Permanent Vacation up to present
mm-hmm.
day. Hard to find a colder cold streak than that.
Yes. You are 100% right. They are, that's a cold streak.
But they're at their most popular now, which is really sad.
No, they're not.
I think they sell more records now than they did when they were good.
Nobody sells more records now.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Don't worry. They're fine. The records everybody will remember are the ones that mattered.
Yes.
Well, you know what? They're good enough guys, right?
Yeah.
They made some money. You didn't like those records? Fine. Neither did I.
Yeah.
They found plenty of dimwits who did.
But they made more good records than a lot of bands. So.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey.
Whoa! What?
Oh, sorry. I just want to request a track.
What's that?
I want to request a track.
Request a track. What do you want to request?
Well, I don't know. The guy said it would be okay.
That's James. Goodbye. James, guess what? You got Jamesed. Before you even got to get into your little song and dance. Go soak your toupee, you little creep. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Tom. Oh, man, I can't believe you were talking to the guys from Final Boss. That's amazing.
Goodbye. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tim from Ellensburg, Washington.
Quality caller. This guy's a quality caller.
I have something for the topic.
Ooh, let's hear it.
So, hottest hot streak?
Yes.
I would say Evan Dorkin at the start of the 90s, because he was drawing and writing about 18 comic books, and they were all great.
Yes.
Plus, he was writing for Space Ghost Coast to Coast at the same time.
Evan Dorkin, that's an Iron Man.
Definitely.
He's a good guy.
Coldest cold streak, George Lucas after Return of the Jedi, because Return of the Jedi wasn't that great, and he hasn't made a watchable movie since.
Yes, you are correct. The one thing that's really annoying about the Star Wars movies is how cheap the stuff looks already.
Yeah.
In any of those prequels, all the supposedly awesome CGI. It's like kids can do that same thing at home now. They only did it. It's like at the time you're like, "Oh, that looks okay. That stuff looked pretty good. I've never seen that before." But now you have seen it before.
Yeah.
The technology, everybody caught up to it.
Yeah, well, the original Star Wars films still, I mean, yeah, they have cheesy effects, but you still wonder, like, well, how did they do the effects? With CGI, it's just like, oh, yeah, it's just some guy sitting in front of a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And George Lucas comes in and goes, add 3 more horns on that so we can make an action figure that's slightly different from that.
You are 100% right. George Lucas, you let us down. But you know what, though? Another thing? Let's all get past this George Lucas thing.
Yeah.
We're not children anymore.
Yeah.
We can move forward.
Yeah, and I really, you know, I don't even care about Star Wars anymore, so...
What do you care about? What excites you?
The Venture Brothers excites me
quite
a lot.
So... You found the thing that speaks to you, and you're happy.
Definitely.
Thank you, young man. Tim. 201-209-9368. We were talking about hottest hot streak and coldest cold streak. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. It's Samir in Florida.
Samir in Florida. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good to hear.
Trying to put together the first half-decent show I've done since the... marathon.
I'd say they've all been at least half decent.
Oh, jeepers, thank you.
You know, you're doing okay.
Thanks, Samir.
I'm trying to cheer you up.
I appreciate it.
All right, so I've got another cold streak.
Let's hear it.
The topic. Bit of a sacred cow, but Robert De Niro.
Would you say hottest hot streak or coldest cold streak?
I'm going to go with coldest cold streak I looked at the IMDb page, and I'm going to say since Ronin 1998.
Do you have it in front of you?
Yes.
Let's go down the movies, and I will say hot or cold after each one.
All right. So, 1998 was Ronin, which is, for me, the last one that was pretty hot.
Yep.
Then Analyze This.
Cold.
Flawless.
Cold.
1999. Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Hot. Cold.
Men of Honor.
That's the diving movie. Cold.
Meet the Parents.
Cold.
15 Minutes.
That's Robert De Niro sharing the big screen with K-Dog, Kelsey Grammer. Cold.
Cold for that combination, really?
I know.
All right. The Score, 2001.
Cold.
Showtime.
That's Eddie Murphy and Robert De Niro lighting it up. Cold.
Made in Heaven. City by the Sea.
Shot in New Jersey. I'm sorry I gotta say this, Asbury Park. Cold.
Analyze that.
Cold.
Godsend.
What?
I would say that's the coldest of all the cold. It's that like might... he's some genetic scientist.
That's right. That's him and Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
And I think Greg Kinnear is
there you go.
The other guy.
That's a regular who's who.
Yeah.
Cold.
Shark Tale voice.
Easy. You watch your mouth.
Sorry.
You watch your mouth. Oh, okay. I forgot. That was the name of a movie.
What was the name of the movie?
Cold.
The Bridge of San Luis Rey. I don't even know that one.
Don't know it? I'm going to say cold.
Hide and Seek. That was also real, real, real bad.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah.
With a spooky little kid in it.
What do you think, hot or cold on that one?
Cold.
You're right. Arthur and the Invisibles, voice again.
What movie?
Arthur and the Invisibles.
Arthur and the Invisibles.
It's an animation. He was the voice of the king.
Cold.
I didn't see it either. The Good Shepherd.
Cold.
He directed that one as well. And Stardust.
Didn't see it, but I'm still going to go out on a limb and say...
Cold.
That's right.
Then the only one that's... There's a one called What Just Happened, 2008, but I don't know anything about that, so I don't think it's out yet.
Samir, top notch. Top notch.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
Later. Thanks. Guy says he's have a good week. He cares about me after the show's over. Not like most of you vultures. Make you happy for the 3 hours. That's good enough. They could go put me in cryogenic storage for all you guys care. 201-209-9368. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Abraham from Boston. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Abraham?
I'm doing quite well. So I got something for the topic.
Let's hear it.
Hottest hot streak.
Richard Kind.
I would say The Simpsons from like 91 to when season 8 ended, which was I think like 97.
Okay.
And after that, it's just been downhill since then. But you can't top most of that stuff. It's just they had so many great. I mean, they had guys like Greg Daniels, writers who went on to do The Office and other. Great stuff. It was unbeatable television back then.
Yes.
And since then, you know, I'm beating a dead horse by saying this because everybody says that. But you know, it's been slowly downhill, and then I don't even watch it anymore. I don't even know if it's good anymore.
You can't watch it forever.
Right.
If it doesn't work for you anymore, you move on.
Right. So. What's funny is that, like, I watched it when I was really little, and I thought it was funny. And now I go back and I watch those episodes that were on when I was little, and they're still funny.
Okay.
You know?
I'm glad they're still bringing you laughs and smiles.
Do you mean that sarcastically?
No. Why would I? It's a hard world. Hard world to find things you like in it.
It is. We have a beautiful world that we live in sometimes.
It's true. Really, it's true.
It really is.
If only there was a song about what a wonderful world it is.
I know, if only somebody could sing that, but alas. So, have a great night, Tom.
Oh, thanks
a lot. Show's going great.
Jeepers, thank you. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Bonnie.
From Georgia?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Bonnie?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Everybody's favorite, Bonnie.
Oh, you're too kind, too sweet. I got something for the topic.
Sure. Well, let's hear it.
Okay, well, it took a while for me to think of something, because I didn't really understand what it was exactly at first. But your wonderful call screener explained everything to me, so I finally thought of something.
Mike is a good guy, isn't he?
He is. He is such a nice person.
I like him. He's got a good heart.
Yeah.
He's making
me
say this.
I have a hot streak, but I'm not really sure if it's a hot streak exactly, but my favorite author ever is Christopher Buckley, and
who's that?
Christopher Buckley, William F. Buckley's son. He wrote Thank You for Smoking and Boomsday, and it just seems like he's never written anything bad. it's like everything I read by him has been like awesome.
Mike?
And I don't know if like it's me on a hot streak reading, you know, good book after good book by him, or if it's him on a hot streak, you know, writing good book after good book. So,
Mike, have you read the works of Christopher Buckley? Mike said he writes thrillers.
He does not write thrillers.
Who's the guy who writes those vampire books?
Yeah, he doesn't write vampire books, but it would be pretty funny if he did write one. I'm sure it would be pretty awesome.
Mike said he wrote vampire books. He's disputing your claim that he's never written a vampire book.
Okay.
What was the name of that book? Mike said he wrote a book called Blair Blair. Do you know that one?
Mike is no longer kind-hearted.
I think Mike's just misinformed.
He's starting to ruin his own reputation. But I was wondering, I had two like horrible things I needed to tell you. I was wondering if you...
Two horrible things?
Yeah.
Let's hear them.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Well, number one is that it's the saddest news of all, and I'm going to be gone all summer working as a counselor at a camp, so I won't be able to listen to the best show live.
Well, we're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you. It's going to be very hard to get through the week, but I know I can do it. And then number two is I quit the praise band, so I'm no longer...
You're no longer in a praise band?
No.
Was that a complicated decision?
No, not really. It got to the point where it wasn't worth being involved with some things, you know. I love the praise band, but it wasn't worth being involved in the things I had to be involved with in order to be in the praise band.
The drama.
That makes any sense.
The drama. Yeah. Underlying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't worth it.
No.
Did the band break up?
It was a sad farewell.
Did the band break up?
No, they're still together and thriving.
Are they getting another tambourine player?
I highly doubt that, but you never know.
I hope they don't. You know why? Because you are irreplaceable.
Aww. Well, thanks.
Well, you're going to have fun. You still have time to call us before you go off to camp.
Oh, yeah. I'll make sure and have a final call.
Please do.
I will.
Bonnie, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. You have a nice night. And Mike, tell him to have a nice night also.
Mike? Bonnie says have a nice night. Mike says, what's it to you?
Okay, bye, Tom.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, I got this. Thomas is Scott T.
Famous illustrator.
Well, no, I'm not famous.
Teplin.com.
I got something for you real quick here.
Let's hear it.
Well, they were on a hot streak, but they're about to go on a very, very, very cold streak.
Who's that?
HBO.
What?
Oh, yeah.
New season of Entourage coming back.
Yeah, that's about it, and that's not so good anymore. Big Love is the only thing I think they've still got going. I mean, they lost Rome, they lost Deadwood, they lost Curb. They lost The Wire. They lost.
Curb's coming back.
It is coming back?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was over. Well, no. Still, they don't have much.
They do have the animated John from Cincinnati.
I heard that kid from MTV is going to be in that as a voice.
Who?
Andy
Milonakis?
Yeah, that guy.
I don't think so. I did not hear him attached to that.
Oh, okay. Well, you would know.
I did hear that with the Indiana Jones movie, they're reshooting the scenes with Shia LaBeouf and putting Andy Milonakis in them as his sidekick.
Is that the kid that was in Transformers?
I think so.
Yeah. I didn't see that. I got a quick apology, too, from Renee from last week.
Let's hear it.
She did not understand the family nature of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's deeply embarrassed that she got gomped. She didn't understand what was going on, and so I just wanted to apologize for her potty mouth.
Scott, I accept the apology.
I'm glad. I hope she's listening from Australia right now.
Only because it comes from you, because you've got clout here.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Not a whole lot. Who's this?
Connor.
Connor from?
D.C.
How are things in D.C. tonight?
Pretty good.
Calling from Discord House?
Absolutely.
You're in the Discord House now?
No, I'm not.
So
what house?
The what? You live in D.C.? Get off my phone. Don't know what Discord House is. Learn a little history. Yeah. Go get Faith Void. High back chairs. Learn. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott from?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Scott from Birmingham, Alabama. How are things down there?
They're great.
Now, as a resident of Birmingham, you know what I have to ask you.
Does it involve the Klan?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
I was going to ask you what the weather's like.
Oh, it's actually really wintry right now. It's been sort of summery for weeks. Now it's wintry again.
A little cold, huh?
Yeah, it's like 65 or something.
I got to put on your thermal robe.
I am wearing shoes, two pairs of socks. And,
yeah, and two robes.
Three robes.
Okay. Three robes in these chilly days.
It is, we have to do what we can down here to keep warm.
So what can I do for you tonight, young man?
I have something for the topic.
Let's hear it.
The hot streak. I have a lifelong hot streak, which is Billy Childish.
Correct. Unstopped.
You just see his name attached to it. You know it's quality. Good. You don't even think about it.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You don't got to worry about this guy pulling a Sergeant Pepper.
No.
Overloading it with too much nonsense.
No, not at all. No nonsense. That's the thing I like.
That's the ultimate hot streak so far. Billy Childish. Who else can top it? Let's see.
I don't know. But I got also a cold streak.
Who?
Woody Allen.
Oh, you're right. That is a cold streak.
It's a massively cold streak. You could even argue that his cold streak is as long as Billy Childish's hot streak.
Almost. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You get Woody Allen movies down there?
I got them.
They don't give you funny looks?
We just got this Annie Hall movie down here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just in theaters now.
It is in theaters now in Birmingham. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know if I get it, though.
Double feature with Witless Relocation?
Yes. Yeah, that and Delta Farce.
Well, that's just silly. Delta Farce is not in theaters anymore.
It is here, though. It actually is here, I think.
Oh, touche. You're right. Maybe it is.
Anyhow. Well, thank you, Tom.
Thank you. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Herbie in Philadelphia.
Herbie in Philadelphia. I'm going to say right off the top, Herbie, you're on thin ice. You know why?
Two weeks ago,
you tried to tell me what the topic was.
No, Tom.
And what topic were you suggesting?
First world problems.
That's right.
So let's put that behind us, Tom.
What do you got for me tonight, Herbie?
All right, I've got a hottest hot here. How about 99 Records?
Can't say hottest hot streak. Couldn't say the whole thing. Got hottest hot.
Hottest hot, yeah.
What are you?
It's too hot. I got to get it out. You know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Somebody emailed me and told me to lay off you, Herbie.
Oh, really?
Yes. You have fans out there.
Oh, okay.
So 99 Records. You like 99 Records?
Yeah, I do, actually.
What's your favorite song on 99 Records of all time?
It's probably going to be Stretch by Maximum Joy.
Ah, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And then we have ESG, we've got Liquid, Glenn Branca, Bush Tetras.
Yes. All quality.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm going with.
Herbie?
Yes?
You're on your way to recovery.
All right. Not bad.
You have a good night.
Well...
Why was that funny? 201-209-9368. We are talking about the hottest hot streak and coldest cold streak. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steven in Chicago.
Steven in Chicago.
What's happening, sir?
Not a whole lot. I got to say, Chicago and the best show,
oy.
That's a love affair now.
I'm actually shocked. During the pledge, I was amazed at how many people from Chicago were coming through.
I've got to get out to Chicago now.
Yeah, you do, man. We'll get you some nice food, and we'll hang. It'll be great.
Where will you get the nice food from? A different city?
Well, you're a vegetarian, right?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a nice place called Soul Veg that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And another spot called The Handlebar that's pretty killer.
The Handlebar.
Yeah, it's like bicycle friendly. Not tall bike, but, you know, bicycle friendly restaurant.
The workers there don't have handlebar mustaches,
no.
though, do they?
No.
Good.
No. Not at all. But I have something for the topic.
Oh, let's hear it.
I have both a hot streak and a cold streak. I actually have two hot streaks, if possible. Maybe
what?
If you disagree with one, I can.
Oh. Let's hear them.
Coen Brothers. From Blood Simple up until, what was it, Man Who Wasn't There?
That's a hot streak.
That is a hot streak, right? I mean, they put out some pretty great films within that stretch.
I agree.
Okay. Cold Streak, which was suggested by my girlfriend.
Yes.
Was Black Album on to Right Now, Metallica.
That is true.
Even like in so much as they had a documentary made about them, that is just an embarrassing flame out.
Well, first of all, can I just say about Metallica? they play the music that they play is for children.
Yeah.
And anyone who's an adult should be well past that stupidity. How dumb do you have to be for metal to be the answer to everything?
I think if you have a nice...
dumb rage. It's just dumb rage.
I think if you have a decent palate, you know, don't subscribe to one thing, you know?
Master! That's Master!
I'm just trying.
I never need to hear Metallica. Never need to hear that.
Lifestyle determined my death style? Come on. That's embarrassingly funny, I think.
Thumbs down.
All right.
Metal. Thumbs down.
Okay, Tom. Well, that's all I have for you, sir.
What about the other hot streak?
Oh, the other hot streak? I was only going to proposition that if you disagreed with one of the hot streaks.
All right, let's hear.
Can, the first five albums by Can.
That's a hot streak.
Yeah, more so than any other, I think, personally, any other krautrock band at the time. It might be bold, but...
Oh, you're not unwrong.
I'm not unwrong. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Bye.
201-209-9368. Hottest hot streak, coldest cold streak. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jeff from Springfield, Missouri.
How are you tonight, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing okay.
Well, I just had one for the topic. Jerry Seinfeld.
Boom, ba boom, boom, bam, boom.
Yes, hottest of the hot streaks there, but I just wonder if he takes it personally, because he has to know that he's on a low streak now, and he pretty much has only ever been himself. He's never really played any characters, so...
But he stepped out of the game, though, now.
Yeah, I suppose. He did do the 30 Rock last season, though.
Yeah, well, was that an afternoon?
True.
One afternoon does not a cold streak make.
True.
I've got to say, Jerry Seinfeld, hottest. That's a hot streak. But then he checked out.
Fair enough.
He's not in the game anymore.
Yeah, fair enough. I suppose you're right.
Anybody else?
Nope, that's pretty much all I had.
All right. Well, thanks, buddy.
All right, have a good night.
You too. 201-209-9368. We are talking about the hottest hot streak and the coldest cold streak that someone may have been on. A lot of good suggestions. I think Billy Childish, that might be the most uninterrupted hot streak. I wonder if that Netflix prank would work. Where if we all... what movie should we get? What movie could we put on the thing where we're sure that every one of the Netflix warehouses only has one copy of it? FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Derek from Detroit.
Who from Detroit?
Derek from Detroit.
How are things in Detroit tonight, Derek?
Things in Detroit are going pretty good.
This is not Derek Coleman.
No, Derek Coleman, it's not.
Are you a Derek Coleman fan?
Not particularly, but nothing against Derek Coleman.
You ever shop at his sneaker store?
Which store is his?
He owns a sneaker store. I don't know where it is.
Probably haven't.
That's on you. You live there.
Right, right.
So, Derek?
I got a hot streak, though.
Let's hear it.
The entire, like, first Wu-Tang album and all the that first run of solo albums, you know, just every one of them was excellent.
Name some of the solo albums to refresh people's memory. Iron Man?
Iron Man, of course, Iron Man.
Kale. Takal, yeah.
Only Butte for Cuban Links.
Yep. Return to the 36 Chambers.
Yeah, the Old Dirty Bastard. And, you know, after that first run, got a little more hit and miss. Ghostface always, you know, turned out a good product. But other than that, it was kind of hit and miss. But I like the new stuff, the new Wu-Tang album. That's good, too.
You know which Ghostface album I did not like?
Bulletproof Wallets.
I didn't like Bulletproof Wallets. And...
I'm not a big fan of Bulletproof Wallets.
I'm not either. In a weird way.
You know, it's still okay, but, you know. What's the other one you didn't like?
Not crazy about the new one.
It's definitely not my favorite. You know, I really liked the Pretty Tony album and Fish Scale a lot more.
Yes.
I downloaded No More Fish, but I've never even really listened to it, because it just seemed kind of like a... you know, scraps.
There's some good stuff on it, though. Check it out.
And for Cold Streak,
yes.
Everything Uwe Boll has ever directed.
Uwe Boll?
Uwe Boll, the guy who makes all those bad video game movies.
Yeah.
And, I mean, no, you have to call it a streak, because anyone else, after they made that first one or two movies, would be, you know, out of the industry. He just keeps on putting them out. You know? And, I mean, I've never actually seen one. But they all just look horrible.
But you can nominate it if you've never seen it.
I think I can.
I think you can.
It's general consensus that the Uwe Boll movies are all pretty bad.
Let's go to the judge, see what he says. Judge? Judge giving a thumbs down, sorry. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's John from Maplewood.
John from Maplewood, how are you tonight?
I'm doing all right.
I forgot Liquid Swords, by the way.
You forgot he forgot Liquid Swords?
Did he say Liquid Swords?
I don't think he did.
No. He did not.
You know, I think Ghostface is also putting things out at a faster rate.
Yes.
So that might be affecting the latest stuff somewhat.
Slow it down, Ghost.
What's that?
Slow it down, Ghost.
Yeah, I think so. Another thing quickly, I never got to thank you over the air for reading the fan fiction. Just quickly, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was nice.
And other people are free to write... somebody just said in the chat, which people, by the way, can go to over at friendsoftom.com, somebody wrote that somebody finally has the guts to criticize Uwe Boll, the guy who is just synonymous with bad movie making now.
Sticking your neck out pretty far.
Yeah. So you're welcome, John. I appreciate you writing that awesome fan fiction. People are welcome to write more fan fiction if they want, if they have it in them to write some fan fiction. If I ever ended the the art contest, we could do a fan fiction contest. You want to know what? I'm ending the video contest, the art contest, tonight! I'm even going to end it right now. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I'm declaring winners.
Tonight?
Right now.
Go
for it. Winner number one. Neil Newberman and his poster. Winner number two, John K. and Brian M. Rambaki. Winner number three, Eric Y., School Bus. Winner number four, it's very exciting. Can you believe it? Winner number four, remembering all these now, I'm looking at them. Kibble Smith. Puppet Video. Winner number five, who did the video where it was like the fake song commercial? Who did that? Dorvid did that one? Did Dorvid do that one? Yes. Dorvid. Commercial. Winner number six, with three G's, Greg, Tom, and Paul F. Tompkins, Harvey P. Carr comic. Anybody else you can think of, John?
No, I can't.
Who am I missing?
I don't have the list in front of me. I'm not sure.
Who am I missing? I think I got one here I'm missing. One, two, three, four, five, six. One. This winner number seven. Kick the Bobo and Emily. Best Show Book of Memories. Who? Yeah, Petey's not winning. Petey doesn't do anything anymore on this show. Petey had a good run. All the classics are gone, Petey. Purple Shirt. They're all gone. That's right. Tom versus the World. That poster. That one. Oh, by the way, Sharpling Sings. That commercial was Dorvid and Kick the Bobo. A two-time winner. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight winners, is that enough?
Sounds more than generous to me.
Anybody else will mention. I want everybody to be recognized so that we can start the fan fiction contest, which will go from now until 2011.
Excellent.
That's right. That's a hot streak. Petey. Petey had a hot streak.
I thought it was coming back when he said that Arizona iced tea was healthy because it was from Arizona.
Thank you, John.
Yep.
201-209-9368. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. Ooh,
hey.
It's Colin in Los Angeles.
Colin in Los Angeles, how are you tonight?
I'm okay. A little bummed you didn't mention my video, but everybody else is better.
Do
than
you
mine,
mean so. Rock and Roll Dreams will come through?
Yeah.
Winner number 9.
Oh, okay, cool. I think everybody is a winner in that contest.
That's right. That video was awesome. You really delivered on that one.
Oh, thank you. I tried very hard. Well, I have one for the topic.
Let's hear it, Colin.
Robert Altman in the 70s, hottest hot streak.
Okay, like what movies?
Everything he did. MASH, Nashville, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, Three Women, The Long Goodbye, Brewster McCloud. Every movie that he did in the 70s is a masterpiece.
And then the other 61 movies he did.
Oh, yeah, and then that's cold as cold streak, because the next 30 years are just...
Yeah.
Just garbage.
I'm sorry, that guy's a snooze. I like his stuff to a degree. He does not make me get up and do a dance.
Yeah, maybe. I think he's got some really great movies, but a lot of them are pretty they're just take him out after the first 5 minutes. Yeah. It's not really worth watching.
Colin, congratulations on your victory.
Oh, and thank you very much. Night. And thank you to everybody else too. You guys did great.
Humble. 201-209-9368. Hottest hot streak, coldest cold streak. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom's Listener T.
Listener T calling from?
Los Angeles.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Hottest hot streak?
Yes.
Pixar.
Yes. And Pixar. It's still going.
Exactly. Unbroken.
Unbroken. Will it continue? With their movie WALL-E.
WALL-E. I hope so. Looks like it's going to be good. Coldest cold streak.
Yes.
Walt Disney Animation. Since about Emperor's New Groove.
That is a cold streak.
Yeah, especially their CG stuff. The Chicken Little and the Meet the Robinsons and the oh my goodness.
Yeah, those are not such hot movies.
Yes, not so much.
Thank you, Listener T. You are dead on.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Why did I yawn? Why? Why did I yawn? You know why? That Starbucks was out of venti cups. Out of the cup. Out of it. Yeah, like a venti ice, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we're out of the venti ice cups. You're out of them. Somebody get in a car and go get some. Drive to another Starbucks. There's one every 3 blocks. Drive over. Say we need 25 cups. For shame. Maybe buy one of those baby sizes. It's a flaw of my character to stop at a Starbucks. I know. I need the soy. I'm not going to load up on milk before I come here. I'm drinking a thimble full of that stuff before I come here. I'm going to fall asleep halfway through the show. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Supercaller Erica from Baltimore.
How are you, Supercaller Erica?
Good, good. I thought of a cold streak.
Let's hear it.
MTV is having like a 10-year cold streak, with the exception of Human Giant and a couple of other things.
And by the way, Human Giant tonight, final episode of season 2.
Right.
Tune in. Get to see my rival on that. My rival has a part in that.
Who's your rival?
H-Man. He's a radio jock who does a show on College Station. I will not mention the call letters of, but he is a featured performer on tonight's episode.
That's right. I do remember the radio show. Yep.
Yes. Oh, Mike's handing me a piece of paper. Of course! How could I forget? Winner 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Winner number 10, Sharpling on Impudence. Remember that video?
Yeah, Emily. Emily did the art.
Yes. That's Emily. Was that Emily and who else? Was that Kick the Bobo again?
I don't know.
Man, that guy, if that's him, that makes him a 3-time winner. This is like his Titanic.
Except it won't go down.
It only goes up. Exactly. It's like if Titanic had wings. Erica, thank you so much.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
You have a good night.
All right.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. This is Rory from Philadelphia.
Rory from Philadelphia. How are you tonight, Rory?
I'm doing well.
I love it.
Love it.
What's going on down there? Anything exciting?
Not too much exciting. It's pretty quiet here. Just watch the Phillies lose.
What are you listening to tonight? Electric Love Muffin?
Exactly. I'm going to say for Hot Streak.
Yes?
I'm going to say Bob Pollard in the mid-90s.
Name the albums.
3000s, Alien Lanes, Under the Bushes, Under the Stars, and a million EPs, random songs.
Let's do it. Yes! You are 100% correct.
I don't know. I'm saying he's on it right now, too.
Oh, yeah, so it goes straight through. All right.
Let's continue. Cold Streak, I'm going to go back to Neil Young. Neil Young in the 80s. He did all those great albums in the 70s, and then it just kind of hit the wall and couldn't really do anything. I mean, he was doing albums in the 70s they never released. And then the 80s, he just couldn't do anything that really fit.
Name some of these bad Neil Young albums to refresh everybody's mentality. My mentality.
Old Ways.
I like that one.
Everybody's Rockin'.
That's a pretty good album.
Life.
Oh, that's a good one. I like Landing on Water also.
You like Landing on Water?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
With Hippie Dreams?
Yes, Hippie Dreams. That's a great song. Hippie
Dream. And I've got a suggestion for the Best Show DVD. I just rented the Pink Floyd and Sid Barrett. And it's apparently arriving from Seattle. It's the only copy they have. So it's got to travel across.
Really? Oh, that's perfect. One that they have to send from across the country.
Yeah, so it might be the one. So
why don't you why don't you go on the message board? Do you know where the Friends of Tom message board?
I am. Yeah.
Are you a registered member?
Yeah, I'm on there as I think Fernstein.
Why don't you go on there, Fernstein?
Okay.
And start a thread. And put that. We'll see. We'll vote on it. We'll see who comes up with the best suggestion. But that's a great one.
Cool.
We need one where there's only one copy of it.
I think that might be the one. I also just put on G.G. Allen Hated. So I imagine that's another one where they probably have one copy, but some creep in Arizona or something probably has it, and they're not going to return it.
I think that Sid Barrett one sounds like a good choice.
Cool.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Tom.
Oh, you too. Bye. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Eddie.
Oh, Eddie. Rookie of the year, Eddie?
That's it.
How are you doing tonight?
Good, good.
You got some swagger tonight.
Oh, really? Oh, I'll try to tone it down.
No, I'm teasing.
I think an underrated kind of hot streak. Kinks from 65 to about 71.
65 to 71. Name some of the albums again.
King Controversy.
Yes.
Face to Face.
Yes.
Something Else.
Yes.
Village Green.
Yes.
Arthur.
Yes.
Lola vs. the Power Man.
Yes.
And Muswell Hillbillies.
Yes.
Then after that, they started getting into all that preservation stuff, but that was a straight run there. Consecutive albums, I thought, was pretty good.
Look, I like Preservation 1. Preservation Act 1.
Yeah, that has
to be. It's not perfect.
Stuff. Yeah.
But I
think
like
the
it.
Second one was pretty.
That's the one I can't abide by.
Yeah, yeah.
Soap opera, not one of my favorites.
No, Schoolboys in Disgrace.
Not one of my favorites.
No. Everybody's in Showbiz.
Not one of my favorites.
Yeah. Low Budget.
Low budget, they kind of got back on target a little bit more.
Yeah, Sleepwalker had one or two good songs, I think.
Yeah.
But after Low Budget, I don't think there was much left.
Give the people what they want?
Yeah. Word of mouth, that wasn't much to speak of, right?
That had that song, Come On, Let's Do It Again, Do It Again,
that was
Do
cool
It Again.
Yeah. But that was a good run in the 60s.
Speaking of Do It Again, Eddie,
mm-hmm.
You do it again every time you call.
Oh.
I love it.
Can I give you a cold streak?
Yes.
Even though he died a couple of years ago, but basically the last 30 years of his life, Hunter S. Thompson was pretty worthless, I thought, after running really hot there, you know.
I know what you mean. You know what, though? I feel it's like... Yeah, I still think there's stuff worth reading, but it's not
pretty slim.
It's not as inspired.
Yeah. And just two quick sporting hot streaks.
Sure.
Boston Celtics, Bill Russell era.
Yes.
And John Wooden, UCLA Bruins.
Yeah, those are hot streaks.
Yeah.
Cold streak in sports?
Oh, Chicago Cubs.
What do you mean?
I think they haven't won since. What, like 2008?
I'm not sure about that. Didn't they win like...
No.
Didn't they win in like 99? They didn't win everything?
The Cubs?
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
No.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You're 100% sure the Cubs didn't win it all in 99?
The Yankees won it all in 99.
Let me check.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been a real long time for the Cubs.
Ah, it says the Cubs beat the Yankees in 5 games.
I must have
in the 99 that. World Series.
Oh, yeah. Sammy Sosa era Cubs.
Can't get them all, Eddie. Sorry.
Right.
Nice try. Thanks, Eddie.
Good night.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
Not a whole lot. Just doing a radio show.
Cool.
What's going on with you?
Nothing. This is Charlie in Austin.
Charlie in Austin. How are you?
Pretty good. I got a thing for the topic.
Yes.
I have the person that I got is both it's both a cold streak and a hot streak.
Well, let me just ask you something.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of these video game superstars? I'm sorry to bring this back from an hour ago. I can't shake it. Video game superstars. Go, oh, they're fit. Oh yeah, they're fit. Yeah, guy's working out in the gym. What is he working his thumb out?
I haven't even heard of that.
Guy like that, the only thing you can hope for a guy like that is to be walking out of McDonald's and slip, and then the only way he can either eat it on his face or he protects it with his hands, and then he realizes, my hands, I can no longer weave magic. Look, I don't wish pain on anybody, but a young person making lots of money playing video games, it deserves a dose of real life. And I guarantee, you know what, though? Let them win all the money they can. There's no way that's lasting. They're going to burn through that money so fast. Maybe I got to get into that world. What's a good game I could work on, get really good at? Make some of that video game money. What's a good game I should do?
You could go back to the Donkey Kong thing, like those nerds.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll be one of those nerds. Maybe. Does anybody know any of those nerds from King of Kong?
Somebody's got to know somebody.
Yeah. Billy Mitchell. Got a potential kill screen coming up? Everybody wants to check it out. We got a potential Donkey Kong kill screen coming up. So what do you got for me? Sorry to cut you off.
No, it's fine. That's fine.
Of course it's fine.
It's a cold streak and a hot streak.
Let's hear it. What is it, a thermos?
What's that?
Wouldn't a thermos be on the ultimate hot streak and cold streak?
That's a good point. That's true. Well, my thing is like the thermos of the topic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Segway. Let's hear it.
It's MIA. You know MIA, right? Rapper.
Yes.
Hot streak because, you know, the albums are pretty good, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But
But Cold Streak, because supposedly the live shows, you know, not so much.
I think
she was actually on like a Saturday Night Live or something, and it wasn't really that great.
She has not been on Saturday Night Live.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Sounds like you're operating with a faulty playbook. Get off my phone. Guy's going to throw MIA under the bus. She's not a good live performer. He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Oh, she's on Saturday Night Live or something? Some show. Oh, some show.
What's that mean? FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
Emma from Toronto.
Emma from Toronto. How are things in Toronto tonight?
They're all right. They're kind of cold. It's a little chilly for spring.
It is cold.
It is. How are things in New Jersey?
Oh, you know what? How many people, Mike, who I've spoken to over the weeks and months, I say, how are things in Columbus? How are things in Los Angeles? Who has ever said, well, how are things there? No one. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that I could have provided you with
Thank you, Emma.
Aww.
You have manners.
I'm
Things
actually
are fine
nervous.
Here. Things are fine. Don't be nervous.
That's good. Okay.
Just relax.
Okay. Because I have something for the topic, but The thing is that it's not really mine, it's my dad's.
Your dad?
I didn't have anything, and then I was going to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
And then as I was, like, headed to bed...
Hey, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You're in the same time zone we're in here.
I know!
What
it's
time do you go to
night,
bed?
Tom.
What's that?
It's a school night.
Well, what time does school start? 4 a.m?
I have to get up at, like, 6:30. It's ridiculous. I live, like, an hour away from my school, so I have to get up, and
okay.
I have to have breakfast and have a shower, and then I have to take the TTC.
You want to know what?
What?
Fair enough. You have put me in my place. So what did your dad come up with?
Well, he said Guns N' Roses, because he said they've been on a cold streak, but they've also been on a hot streak, so they sort of fit both. And the thing is that I was nervous about calling in with that, because I don't know a whole lot about Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been looking it up on Wikipedia and reading it while I was on hold, reading the Wikipedia article. And it actually looks like they kind of fit both those things.
They were on a hot streak for a long time.
They were on a very big hot streak, and they've been on a very big cold streak.
And now they're on a very, very cold streak.
I did find out through this Wikipedia article, this thing with Dr. Pepper. Have you heard about this?
Yes, that if Guns N' Roses release their album this year, everybody in America gets a free can of Dr. Pepper.
Everybody except Slash and Buckethead.
Yes.
Which I thought was a little mean of Dr. Pepper. Like, who are they to judge?
Oh, no, those two guys can afford a can of Dr. Pepper.
You're probably right.
I hope they release the album. You know why? Because I love Dr. Pepper. Oh, I love
really
it so much.
You really want a free one?
I do.
How are they going to check, though? Like, if people have collected their free
I'm telling
Dr.
you. Well, that's
Pepper.
A good point, and I'm looking forward to it, because I'm going to rip Dr. Pepper off so much with that.
You're just going to go into a different, like, 7-Eleven...
I'm going to go into every one I can. I'm just going to have a fake... in my car, I'll be like when OJ had the fake mustache and beard in his car. I'll have all this stuff in my car. I'll go in with the fake mustache. Yeah, I'm here for my free Dr. Pepper. And then I'll put on a crazy hat and be like, yes, I'm here for my free Dr. Pepper.
But you got to be, like, really careful with that. Like, you got to have a system and maybe, like, a map where you mark off the different, like... corner stores you've been to with pins, because if you go into the same one with the same hat...
I know what I'm doing. Don't worry. Down here in America, we have this thing called Halloween. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
It's an American thing.
Yeah.
It's called Halloween. And when I was a kid, I was the master at going to the same house more than once. We'd find a house that had good candy.
Yep.
Time after time, I'd go up. I had costumes. You think I had a bag full of candy? I had a bag full of costumes.
You just kind of shoved the candy in the bottom.
Exactly. I'd have the ghost, turn the ghost inside out, be a different color ghost, then take the thing off, put the pirate hat on, put the patch on, then put the patch on a different eye, then I put the beard on, and then I'm in Pirates of the Caribbean.
They had Pirates of the Caribbean when you were a kid?
Yes. How old do you think I am?
I don't know. I heard you were like 64.
I'm going to be 64.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And Pirates of the Caribbean was something back when I was a kid in the 50s.
Oh, I see. So then yes. They just remade it.
That movie is a remake. Have you ever seen the original?
No, I don't think I have. Who's in it?
Do you know who Ronald Reagan was?
Kind of.
Well, he was an actor before he was president. Did you know that?
I was aware, yes.
Yes.
But I didn't know he was in the original.
Ronald Reagan was in it, and Cary Grant was in it. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
He was in it. And do you know who Humphrey Bogart was?
Yeah, all at the same time in the 50s. Wow.
Well, they were all in it. It was a superstar movie. It was
huge.
Yeah,
I can imagine. It was in black and white, right?
It was one of the first color movies, actually. It was very exciting.
Wow.
And it also had, do you know who Laurel and Hardy were?
Yes.
Hardy was in it.
Just Hardy?
Yes.
What happened to Laurel?
I don't think I think he auditioned, but he didn't get the part.
That must have been hard for him.
The weird thing, you know who did get the part?
Who?
Abbott.
Oh, my God. And Costello got,
Costello was busy.
Cold on that one.
It was weird. It was Abbott and Hardy. Wow. And then Laurel and Costello actually went off and did their own movie.
What was it called?
I don't remember. I was not a fan of Costello.
Well, sir, I was putting you on the spot a little bit there. I don't expect you to be, like, the movie database or anything.
Did you ever hear that routine, Who's On First?
Yeah.
It's funny, right?
It's hilarious.
It's not funny at all.
No, it's not.
Thanks. All right, you have a good night, Emma. I don't want you to be late for school tomorrow.
I think I'll be fine. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Not going to say it. We've had two good Rookie of the Year callers tonight. Casey and now Emma in Toronto.
Yeah, all of our, these Canadians are taking all of our jobs.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. Good evening. How's it going?
It's going all right. Who's this?
This is Frank from Weehawken.
Frank and Weehawken, how are you tonight?
I'm all right. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. Well, thanks for asking.
All right. Well, let me grab my notes real quick. I have a
notes.
Few, but I'll shorten it down for you for the cold streak and hot streak.
Are you doing a speech?
No. I want to be on the air. I want to be prepared. I don't want to sound totally unprofessional with my ideas.
I love it. This is the new breed of caller. Some of these other stiffs could take a lesson or two. People with notes, people rolling with the calls, people having fun, people asking me how I'm doing. Manners. Not this rude batch from the previous administration. The Lorries of the world who don't ask only about themselves. Has Lori ever asked how I'm doing? Never. Never. They only care about themselves. Proceed.
Well, I just want to compliment. I've been learning from the best as I've been listening as they've been calling in and trying to get the best advice that I can as to the proper way to call in. But for my hot streak.
Yes?
I would have to go with Apple Computer. They've been on a streak for 98 probably now, like... I don't know if you remember back then. I know you talk about your trusty MacBook every once in a while when you travel. I don't know how long you've been a fan, but at one point they were at rock bottom. They were about to go out of business. I remember I used to work at another company. I told my friend to sell all the stocks. And then they started this miraculous turnaround with iMacs, iPods.
This is not the guy who went broke with his stock, is it?
What?
You're not the guy who went broke.
No, I'm not. No, okay. No. I didn't even have stock in it at that point.
That
I still haven't really gotten to the market.
But you're not the guy who's like, yeah, I had stock, and then it went broke, and I sold it and lost all my money.
No, that's not me.
Oh, good.
No, I still have some money. But, yeah, they're my hot streak because they've just been on a continuous hit streak. They haven't seemed to have flopped yet. And, like, I mean, I'm a fan. I'm rooting for them to go. I'm a big fan. Been following it for a bit.
You know it's a flop, though? That stupid thin computer.
The Air?
Yeah, you know why? It's like, oh, it fits in. Look at the envelope it fits in. Right?
It's not very secure, the envelope.
Yeah. Am I going to mail it to someone in there? Is that what they're trying to say? You can mail the computer all over the place?
Yeah, that may start a downward spiral. I hope not.
The other thing, you know what? Can't do everything on Wi-Fi yet. You can't.
It's just not fast enough.
There's just there's places that don't have Wi-Fi. You go to certain hotels, they don't have it.
There's some hotels I've been to still have those like modem ports still in the room.
Yes,
I don't
exactly.
even get that.
Now what am I going to do? I go to a fancy schmancy hotel with my MacBook Air, and then I can't get on the internet.
Well, I'm sure you stay at AAA hotels. It's not that big a concern for you, though.
AAA hotels.
You know, the high ranked ones.
That's not how a hotel's ranked.
How did that? 4 stars, I'm sorry.
There you go. AAA hotels.
AAA. I have AAA discount. That's what I'm thinking about in my hotel.
What do you think? I'm Anton Chigurh? Staying at some place like that? Type of place you stay at. You always see the doorknobs getting blown off. People hiding suitcases in air conditioning ducts. So what do you have as a cold streak, Frank?
Well, for a cold streak, I have two, and maybe you could pick the one you'd like most out of it. I think one you may take offense to, but I don't mean in an offensive way, would be terrestrial radio. It seems to be on a cold streak.
How dare you! How dare you! I don't care.
I mean, I know you're, part of your trade is radio, that's why. And the other one was music sales in general. Like, they seem to be on a downward streak.
How dare you! That's not true! No, you're absolutely right.
And those are the two I have, and Britney Spears, but that's an obscure one, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Britney Spears is an obscure one?
Well, I mean, that's not one I want to be recognized as talking about.
What are some of the more popular ones? Were you listening? Planets? Thank you, Frank. You're a good guy. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kevin in Brooklyn.
Kevin in Brooklyn. What part of Brooklyn?
Flatbush.
Flatbush. How are you doing tonight, Kevin?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I've got a hot streak and a cold streak.
How are you, Tom? Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Sorry, Tom. How are you before I proceed?
I'm fine.
All right. Hot streak?
Yes.
Fugazi?
Fugazi. The limo company.
Excuse me?
The limo company?
No, Fugazi, the band from D.C.
Oh. Yes, yes.
I mean, as far as I can tell, a career-long hot streak, you know, starting off with Waiting Room, and I really dug the last album and everything in between, if not always stellar, at least solid, worth a few listens.
They've been brave, yes, and now they're on some sort of indefinite hiatus?
Yeah, sadly. In fact, you know, I would go so far as to say that Ian MacKay was basically on a career-long hot streak. I mean, Minor Threat came and went, you know, burnt out before they faded away,
mm-hmm.
and Untouchable before that, also good, and mm-hmm. Even like the weird side projects, what was it, Egghead or something like that, and
Egg Hunt,
yes. And Palehead. I actually haven't listened to Palehead, but it's solid stuff all the way through.
You heard they're getting back together again.
I've heard that like pretty much every year.
Oh no, it's definite now. The only one who's not back on board with the reunion is the drummer.
Oh, Brendan Canty?
Yeah, but you know they got is the guy Ray Cooper. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't know who that is.
He's going to be drumming for the Minor Threat reunion. Yes.
What?
I just read it on Pitchfork today.
Oh, that's really depressing. Okay, I kind of respected them for not getting back together.
Well, they're doing it.
Oh, well, here we go.
So what else do you got?
Cold streak,
yes.
Billy Corgan, post. I really want to say post Siamese Dream, but I'll be nice and say post Melancholy and Infinite Sadness, because while patchy, I guess there were some hits on there.
It hits, big deal.
I mean, good, by hits, I meant that more in a casual sense.
Thumbs down to Billy Corgan. I'm sorry. Thumbs down, and thumbs down to you. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is Dave.
Dave, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Ithaca, New York, but I'm actually from Mountain Lakes, New Jersey.
Okay. What can I do for you, Dave?
I have a hot streak and a cold streak for you.
Let's hear them.
Hot streak is Bob Dylan from the early 60s to about the mid-70s with Desire.
So the Bob Dylan streak starts with What album? The Times They Are Changing?
Or Freewheeling, actually, is what I was thinking.
The Freewheeling album.
Yeah.
And it goes right through, what, Another Side of Bob Dylan, right?
And I think Desire did pretty well, didn't it?
Well, that's not the next album he did.
Well,
is
no,
it?
That's like, I'm talking all the way up. Blood
is
on
it?
The tracks.
Hey, Mike, which album did he do after Another? No, Mike says Desire was the album after Another Side of Bob Dylan.
Okay.
And
yeah,
then which one was next?
Probably right.
Said then it was Bringing It All Back Home.
Mm-hmm.
Then Highway 61.
Yeah.
Then Knocked Out Loaded. Then he did that Dylan and the Dead live album.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did Blonde on Blonde.
That's a good one. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Then which one came next? Shot of Love. And then John Wesley Harding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Mike knows this Bob Dylan.
Wow.
Did you know, this is something Mike does not want anybody to know. You know the Rolling Thunder review?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Mike was in that. He
really?
He played Kungas.
Tell me more.
Well, you'd have to ask Mike.
Oh.
He really doesn't want people to know about it. Yeah,
okay.
Good point. This guy just said on the thing, your hot streak includes the album Self Portrait.
And what does that mean?
What does that mean?
It's not about that album, is it?
What? Are you talking to someone else at the same time?
No.
Are you familiar with the album Self Portrait by Bob Dylan?
Not entirely, no.
You might want to check it out and then
okay.
redraw your hot list, your hot
All
streak.
Right. Fair enough. I have a good cold streak, though, for you.
Let's hear it.
The American dollar. It sucks.
Hey.
It,
USA.
Right now?
USA. USA.
Hey.
USA. 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 FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is Eric in Amsterdam.
How are you, Eric?
I'm doing great. Hey, I had a hot streak and a cold streak.
Let's hear it.
Hot streak, Ted Leo, last three albums. People
God.
Are probably going to say more, but I really, really loved the last three albums. And I saw him this weekend in Dublin, and it just reinforced that.
What are the last three albums again? You have his Living with the Living.
Living with the Living, Shake the Sheets,
yeah.
Hearts of Oak. Those
yeah.
are the three that...
You've
got
to put a Tyranny of Distance in that.
I have not given that one the chance it probably deserved.
Got to put that one in there.
All right.
Trust it. Four.
I will.
That guy's heave-ho four in a row. He's
Can I put in a little Ted Leo anecdote about the show in Dublin?
Sure, let's hear it.
It was a great show. Not really a full room, but, you know, Sunday night, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, really, really no lack of energy from the band at all.
Mm-hmm.
Drummer drilled a hole in his drum head.
Big Steve.
And, yeah. Big Steve, and Ted had to carry on the show acoustically for a little bit while they did that, but there was no loss of momentum
no.
whatsoever.
No drop-off.
None. Not at all. No pause. And at the end of the show, Ted comes back
mm-hmm.
just by himself, no guitar even,
yeah.
a little piece of paper in his hand,
uh-huh.
asks the Irish audience if they would mind if he sang a song in the Irish language. And
which is what? English?
Hmm?
Which is English.
No, there is Irish is his own language.
What?
Yep.
Stop making stuff up.
Ted himself can verify this next time you talk to him, maybe. But,
I don't talk to him anymore. We're falling out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Because the Irish were actually kind of cringing at the idea. Most
uh-huh.
people were shouting, "No, don't do it," because they're very protective of that. They don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be coddled that way is what they're thinking, you know,
yeah.
like, don't do it for us.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it, and he nailed it perfectly. And it's a hard language, too. I mean, it's infamously hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people in Ireland can't go to university because they can't pass Irish, which you have to learn. This is what I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
So he nailed it, and everybody just went nuts at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people were, shoving their hands in the air, going, you know, just, yeah!
I hope
and everybody came up and asked me, like, does he have Irish roots?
I hope he does the same thing here. He can maybe do a song in American. Thank you. FMU, you're on the air.
Yes, this is me.
Yes, it is you.
This is Mark from Livingston.
Mark from Livingston, how are you?
NJ.
Nice.
Harold Ramis. has had a great hot streak.
Yes.
National Lampoon Radio Hour,
mm-hmm.
SCTV.
Yes.
Early years. Animal House.
Yes.
Meatballs, which maybe you can, you know, discount, but it was a hit.
What?
I'm sorry, no, I apologize. Caddyshack, Stripes,
yes.
Ghostbusters, Back to School, and then, of course, I guess it sort of tapered off.
You take Stripes off that list, though.
Really?
Take Stripes off the list.
What?
Get off my phone. FMU, you're on the air.
Yes, Hot Streak, Heaven Hell, Mob Rules, Live Evil.
That's, what is that? What band is that again?
Wait, let me get this straight. You are a DJ, but yet you don't know who Black Sabbath is. Okay.
Okay, that's
it's like I took you to school.
But that's you know? Isn't that Ronnie James Dio era Black Sabbath?
Yeah, why?
Because I didn't consider that. That's not my absolute favorite era of Black Sabbath.
Oh, well, you know that that is the Black Sabbath that had such an impact on Greg Ginn and his compatriots in Black Flag.
Uh huh.
So that I think that should count for something.
All right. That's.
And I want to how you say cold
streak.
Streak. Streak.
Yes.
Will you spell
Streak?
I cannot say streak. Could
streak.
You spell for me?
Streak. Streak.
Streak.
K. Yes.
K. You were talking about Bob Dylan. I want to maybe ratchet it up a little bit. Empire Burlesque.
Yes.
The Knocked Out Loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one that rivals. You were talking about some portrait down in El Groove.
Down in the Groove. I forgot about that album. Doesn't that one have a song he wrote with
Robert Hunter from the Grateful Dead? Silvio.
Is Silvio on that?
Silvio, silver and silvery gold. Yes.
Yes.
See.
That's Bye. Right. I did that album. Yeah, those are. Seems like he lost his way during that stretch a little bit.
There is one interesting track, which is called Ugliest Girl in El Mundo.
Ugliest Girl in the World? Is that what it is?
See, and but it features Steve Jones and Paul Simonon
Oh, wow. I didn't know
track.
That.
Oh, see, mm-hmm. yes.
And what is your name, caller?
You know who this is, no?
I recognize your voice. I'm not placing it, though.
I would hope you do. We've talked several times. I feel like I've given you much spiritual guidance.
Okay.
It's Bishop Fontana.
Oh, hey, how are you? Yes, okay, that's why I recognize your voice.
Well, sure. How are you doing tonight, son?
I'm doing fine.
I have a favor to ask of you.
Sure. What is it?
Well, I wanted to know if you had any kind of in with the Pope.
With the Pope?
Yeah, I kind of lost my in.
You lost your in with the Pope.
Yeah, you know why, right? You're not going to make me bring it up and explain, are you?
I think you had some weird...
It wasn't weird. Don't judge.
I'm not
judging. You don't judge me. You know why?
Why?
Because I judge you.
Actually,
I don't judge you. If I would if I was still if they reinstate me, but I mm-hmm. got
defrocked.
I got frocked. Yes.
No, defrocked.
No, it's frocked.
No, you're wearing a frock.
I'm wearing it now. Yes, actually, it's not so much my thing, but it's a smock.
Okay.
I'm doing some painting now. Why?
That's okay. Neither here nor there.
So yeah, I'm not part of the
church anymore, but I wanted to, you know, I still have, because of the apparatus, I got caught with my apparatus.
Yes. It was kind of a strange situation.
Well, you know, it gave me pleasure. It gives a lot of people various pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be glad to show you the apparatus someday if you like. Always want to turn people on to it. Hello?
Hello? Okay. Well, that's fine. That's your business. Again, I'm not here to judge.
Anyway, you know, I'm basically persona agraten from the Catholic Church now.
Persona what?
Agraten.
Persona non grata.
What is that?
It is. I mean, when you say you are persona agraten, is that what you said?
Si.
Yeah, that means way food is prepared is au gratin.
I want to take this to call screener Ricardo and see what he has to say.
Yeah, his name is Mike, actually.
I don't think so.
Well, Mike, au gratin is the way you prepare food, right? Yes, Mike. What's that? With cheese, yes.
Con cheese. I see. Yes. Well, okay. I guess you learn something every day.
Huh. Yeah, well, yes. So you are not persona au gratin. You are persona non grata.
Well, they don't want me to be in the church anymore, but I still want to get the Pope, you know, the iPod that I promised him. He touched down in Washington, D.C. today.
Yes.
Probably saw on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Little Mifty did not do what the Pope who came before him?
His predecessor?
Predecessors, yes.
Yeah.
He did not kiss the tarmac like they did.
Okay.
When he got a little put off by that, aren't you?
Well, does anybody have a reason why? Did he say why he did not do that?
I think I know why.
Why is that?
He is Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
Don't you think so?
I have to say, on a personal level, I am not a fan of the fact that this guy has had that of all the people they could pick to be Pope, they pick some guy who has such a questionable past to be.
Are you talking about the spank bags?
No, I'm proverbial closet. I'm not talking about that. I don't even know about that, but
oh, I do.
Oh, okay. Well,
everybody
you know,
was talking about it.
Well,
yeah.
We're gonna move forward. I can't.
Well, okay. So I can't get to him to give him the iPod, and you know how I wanted him to come to Newbridge to you know bless the sinkhole.
Yes.
Well, he's not gonna do that now.
Okay.
I thought maybe there'd be some way to get to him, to give him the iPod. Maybe you could do that, you know. I don't know. It would have to be surreptitious.
What's that?
It would have to be surreptitious.
Surreptitious?
What's that?
What I think it's what you're trying to say.
Surreptitious.
Yes. Surreptitious.
Surreptitious.
Surreptitious, actually.
It's two words, syrup.
It's one word, surreptitious.
E-tissues, like you blow your nose with?
No, it's definitely surreptitious.
You don't correct me. Do you know why?
Because you correct me.
Ask Benji, the call screener, why you don't correct me.
I'm going to... Mike, do you know why...
Who's Mike?
Mike is...
Is that Benji's assistant?
No, that's just the only guy that's there. He does all of the call screening.
Oh, so it's his first night.
No, it's the guy who has been there for a while.
Okay.
It's you mean surreptitious, which is like to do secretively or
exactly surreptitious. Anyway, we should move on.
Absolutely.
Possibly moving on.
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, I have some, I have some big news. If you're ready for it,
I am ready for it.
Okay. Are you strapped in?
Sure.
do you have helmet on?
I do, yes.
What color is helmet?
Well, I was thinking, figuratively, I have a helmet on.
You just describe strap to me.
I don't have an actual helmet on.
Oh, so you were lying. You were lying to God.
No, I was not lying.
That will cost you.
What?
That's going to cost you.
That will cost me? Well, yes, I'll take my chances because okay. I meant it a certain way.
I'm going to throw my my papal beanie into El Ring
okay.
for the mayubinatorial contest in Newbridge.
Okay.
So, yes.
So, wait, you're going to run for mayor?
Absolutely, yes. You'll hear all about it when you come to my pancake, communion on Sunday.
A pancake communion?
Yes, why?
I didn't know. I've never heard of that.
It's the first one that's ever going to have, and it's going to be in my backyard.
Okay.
Yeah, because they don't let me go to church no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you're holding an informal pancake
communion.
Oh, no, it's
totally formal. It goes for 4 hours.
Okay.
And everybody has to stand for the 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically worship me. Why?
For 4 hours.
Absolutely, yes. You'll be there, yes?
I most likely, no, I will not be there.
Please.
No, I really don't think I can.
Please.
Oh, no, I can't.
What about call screener Sherman? Will he be there?
Mike? No, Mike said no. Mike is also in the race. Mike is a candidate, yes.
Well, you know, the service I would do, it would be pretty, you know, it would be hardcore, you know, kind of Catholic. But I'll also do an economical ceremony, too.
A what?
Economical ceremony.
I don't follow what you're saying.
Yeah. For the non-church going people, more like for the layman.
Okay, so you'll do a shorter version.
No, it's for the other people that are not so much into the church. Economical.
You mean what, Mike? I'm not even sure what word he's trying to say. An ecumenical one?
What is that?
You want to know what? I don't know either. I'm with you.
Okay.
We're both in the same boat here.
You know who's going to sing a song at it? Actually, he's going to speak a song.
Who's that?
Guess.
You.
No! He's one of my best friends. He plays in a band that you've probably seen. He speaks in a band, I should say.
I have no idea who.
Oh, come on!
I don't know.
Stuck Between Stations? Boysy Girls in America? Oh, don't tell me you don't know Boysy Girls in America.
Is that the Hold Steady?
Craig Finn!
Craig Finn from the Hold Steady.
Yes!
You're friends with that guy.
You rockin' dummy.
Okay, sorry.
Yes.
I didn't know you were friends with him.
Don't you remember last time I talked to you, we were talking about how he's going to write a song about the sequel?
Oh, that's right.
But he didn't write it because I wouldn't pay him, because I didn't like his song very much.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted him to like rock it up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of like Big Dipper.
You wanted him to rock it up like Big Dipper?
Yeah, you're going to any of the shows? I'm going to go to Maxwell's probably.
You're going to go see the Big Dipper reunion?
Absolutely. I got my tickets.
Yeah, I probably will go, yes.
I know a little secret about you.
What's that?
You are a big fan. You write liner notes.
Yeah, I can't talk about that on the
Okay. What's your favorite song by them? Because mine is Lincoln.
You like Hey, Mr. Lincoln?
It's off of Craps.
Yeah, I like Mr. Woods. But we're not.
I like Mr. Lincoln.
I can't talk about this.
That's like putting, what was the old commercial? You put your peanut butter in my chocolate.
Yeah.
It's just like that, no?
It is just like that.
Say it.
It's just like that.
What is?
The thing that you, okay.
Okay, I'm just yanking L chain.
Yeah, chain, okay.
Yes. So can I count on your support for vote for me? Because I don't think a lot of people are going to vote for me yet. because they still have not gotten over the shame that that brought on this community and either church.
Well, that is true. I have not chosen a candidate yet, and I'm waiting to see everybody kind of weigh in. And I
are you going to run?
I will not be running for mayor, no.
I think I know why.
Well, why is that?
Because you could probably not get the 37 signatures.
I'm sure I could get the 37 signatures.
You wouldn't believe how many times when I'm taking the confessions.
Uh-huh.
When I took the confessions before I got procked.
Yeah.
A lot of people talk the S-hit about, too.
About me?
You see, yes.
Okay, great.
They don't like you.
Uh-huh.
Or the show, and I just say, oh, you just don't maybe know Tom.
Mm-hmm.
He means well. He is loudmouth.
Okay, great.
But, you know, he plays mostly good records except for Red Cross, which I think he plays too much.
Yeah, you don't like Red Cross?
I like early stuff, Teen Babes.
Teen Babes from Monsanto, you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and I like Annette Scottsdale hits.
Mm-hmm.
But the latter stuff, when they got, Jerry? On the keyboards, that I don't like so much.
What about Neurotica? Do you like that one?
Oh, Neurotica, Pete Kelly Pop, I thought was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the Robert Hecker, though. Do you?
I do like Robert Hecker, yeah.
I felt that, like, he got too much, what is the name? Vernon Reed damage at that point when he held the guitar up too high.
Okay, you didn't like but...
It is just personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, well, everybody, you know, you're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, jeepers, I thank you. I don't know how to thank you for letting me have my opinion. That means so much to a fraught father.
Yeah, I was not questioning whether you were allowed to have an opinion.
Oh, okay. Not a fan right now.
Of what, me?
Of you, yes. Oh, yes. I'm beginning to think that the people who confessed to me may be right. Maybe Tom is terrible and should be put to death.
Oh, great! You want to know what? Everybody, I've heard it before. I'm sure I'll keep hearing it.
You will definitely hear it if I get elected, because my first order of business.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's probably something to do with me getting hurt or killed or something.
Oh, you'd be hurt and then killed, yes. Why?
It doesn't worry me. I've heard it so many times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what does it feel like to know that no matter who gets elected, you will probably be put to death on that first day?
I can only take care of the stuff I take care of and control the stuff I control. I cannot let it worry me.
Okay. Oh, geez, I gotta run. I see Officer Adams coming at me right now. Hold on. What do you want? I did not even make any kind of motion to you. Piece of crap. I didn't say anything. Oh, no, here he comes. Oh, no. He's coming after me. Oh, no, I can't run in this rope. Oh, I see you on Sunday at the pancake community.
Hello? Oh, we lost him. Wow. Bishop Pablo Fontana. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Doing all right. Who's this?
This is Eric calling from Clinton, New Jersey.
Eric from Clinton, New Jersey. What's going on tonight, buddy?
Nothing. I had one for the Netflix movie we should all rent.
What is it?
Jandek on Corewood. It's a documentary about Jandek, and I'm betting that Netflix only has one copy.
You think so?
My friend rented it. He lived in Baltimore, and he got the same copy as me. Now, we're both on the East Coast, so I know it's not that crazy, but still, I'm betting they only have one.
Pretty good, I'm going to say. Put it up on the message board over at friendsoftom.com.
All right, I'm putting it up there.
We're going to pick a movie that we can all rent through Netflix, and we'll put a little mark inside the sleeve so we can say hi to each other.
Can I do one more thing, Tom?
Oh, sure. Let's hear it.
Can we push the Bob Dylan era up through Under the Red Sky?
You mean the hot streak?
Yeah, the hot streak.
Really?
Can we include the song Wiggle Wiggle in this hot streak as long as we're including Woogie Boogie?
Well, now you're being crazy. I can't cotton to that. I can't cotton to that. Just got an email from Nate saying that the ultimate cold streak, James. I agree. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Mike in Manhattan. How you doing tonight?
Doing okay. How are you, Mike?
I'm good. I'm a little bit sick, but I felt like I had to participate tonight.
Well, thank you.
Had to do my part as a listener.
Thanks, man.
I had something for the topic.
Let's hear it.
For Hot Streak, I got no question. I'm going to have to go with Prince. 79 up until, whatever, Bat Dance. I think the dude was insane. Good music.
Prince, that's a good one.
And
where did it stop again? Where did it stop?
I'm gonna have it stop in I guess what, 89 or 90 with the Batman movie theme, Bat Dance.
Why, you didn't like that song?
I did not.
You didn't like Bat Dance?
I did not like Bat Dance.
Did he do other records beside that?
I didn't truck with it, man. It just wasn't for me.
All right, fair enough.
But you know, he got a little bit of steam like later on with Diamonds and Pearls,
mm-hmm.
and Cream. So I'll give it to him. But for Cold Streak, man, no contest. I think the early movies of Tom Hanks. I'm amazed that they gave that guy work after they kept giving him work after Bachelor Party.
Like, name some of the movies.
The Burbs, Turner and Hooch, Bachelor Party, like I said. Oh, Joe Versus the Volcano.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just...
Yeah, although you're missing one in the middle there. Splash.
I forgot about Splash. Yeah, that's no good.
That's no good? You're insane.
Just, I don't know, man. Just
you know, you're right, you don't know. Get off my phone.
I don't know, man.
Splash! I got in like Splash! FMU, you're on the air.
Even I like Splash. James is...
You got James. He's on the ultimate cold streak. You know who's on a cold streak also? That guy, Steve from Hollywood. That guy's on a cold streak. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi.
This is Adam in Brooklyn. In
how Bed-Stuy. Are you? What's that?
In Bed-Stuy.
In Bed-Stuy. How are you, Adam?
I'm very good, thank you. I have something for the topic.
Let's hear it.
It's the two MJs. It's Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
89 to 87 for Michael Jackson, and then, you know, Jordan, until he left to play baseball, was a fairly dominant figure there. And then they both got cold.
Yeah, you're right. Michael Jordan never got it back again, did he?
Became human.
Yeah. Became human. Except for those three championships he won after he came back from baseball. You know nothing. Get off my phone. Guy won three before and won three after. No reason. Greatness recognizes greatness. Look, Michael Jordan would have no idea who I am. But if he met me, he'd see it. He'd see the aura. He'd give me the nod. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Evan in Providence. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I have one for the topic for a cold streak.
Let's hear it.
Okay. It would be comic strips in newspapers across the country. Pretty much since Bill Watterson quit doing Galvin and Hobbes.
You mean since they started?
Comic since strip? They started? Well, way back when?
Yeah, what are you, like Gasoline Alley?
Gasoline Alley? You don't like Gasoline Alley?
I don't know Gasoline Alley.
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, that's a weird one, but I mean, there's stuff like Crazy Cat and stuff like that, but I think, it used to be a selling point for newspapers, and now I feel like it's just something like every week out of habit, people still pick it up and read you know, Dilbert or...
Oh, I like Dilbert.
You didn't like Dilbert?
Sure.
It was, like, stuff drawn on, like, Post-it notes and stuff like that?
I think that's a pretty well-drawn comic strip.
It's pretty good. You just pick up, like, a any big pen and just sketch something out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's fun to draw the characters.
I agree. It is fun to draw those characters.
Do you draw Dilbert?
I have.
You have?
Sure.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make fun of it then.
You know what I don't like is Garfield.
Yeah, I don't like.
You know
Garfield.
Why?
Why is that?
Because it's stupid.
Well, yeah.
Everybody showed me. I used to love it up until everybody taught me that it was dumb.
It is. I used to love it too. Like a cat who loves lasagna. I thought it was really funny. Yeah.
And Lasagna Cat. Lasagna Cat told me it was stupid. Yeah. Are those guys finally clued into the fact that Garfield was terrible? Thumbs down, Lasagna Cat.
They finally figured it out. Yeah, but I was thinking about it because I was thinking Charles Schulz actually had a hot streak early on.
Mm-hmm.
He figured it out. He was doing this comic strip about kids that was really dark, which is kind of what childhood is like, at least for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What was it called?
Huh?
What was it called?
Peanuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, have you heard of it?
I know. I don't think so.
It was you may know it as Charlie Brown.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Not
some people just call it Charlie Brown.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. He had a hot streak there for a while, and then he kind of petered out.
I thought it was called Charlie Brown. You keep talking. That's fine. You keep talking.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You keep doing your own show. I do is it's called a conversation. Sorry, Evan. But you overtalked me. You overtalked me. Nobody overtalks me. Get sent to the negative zone, you overtalk me. It'd be a plate of glass spinning around the galaxy. FMU, you're on the air.
I have one for the topic.
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
I'm Lori.
Lori from?
Buffalo.
Lori from Buffalo. A new Lori.
No, it's Vari.
Vari.
Hmm.
How do you spell your name?
It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm asking. I'm curious.
Well, it's a name that can't be spelled.
What do you
But
Prince?
I have one for the topic, the cold streak.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, Perez Hilton.
Okay, you like him?
Oh, no, he got James.
What? No, that's not me getting jamesed. Some woman saying that I got jamesed is not me getting jamesed. Yeah, exactly. What's that, his little crew? The toupee gang? That's probably the woman who sells him his wig glue. The only friend he's got. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Danya from Chicago.
How are you, Danya?
I'm fine, how are you?
That last one. That was such a bummer.
Did she really say that you got James?
Yeah, she said I got James. That's like me calling up. I might as well call people and go, Hey, I'm just calling. This is Brad Pitt calling. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm not Brad Pitt. James. She's not James.
That was very weird.
Although if she's friends with James, that's her own nightmare. That's your nightmare, lady.
Do it. Do it. Hey, it's me, James. Call up and let's say you got James. Call up and say you got James. It'll be funny. I'll buy an extra tube of wig glue from you.
So what can I do for you tonight, madam?
Oh, I had a hot streak.
Let's hear it.
Michael J. Fox from 1985 to 1990.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Back to the Future.
Yes.
And Back to Future 2.
Yes.
And Back to the Future 3.
Yes.
That was a hot streak.
Yes.
I must say.
And you could predate that streak the show he was on, the TV show he was on.
Oh, you mean Family Ties?
Yes.
Well, that was in the middle of all those.
Yes, but it started earlier.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did. It's true.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess it started with Family Ties then.
And kept going.
And it kept going. But, you know, I don't want to talk about any cold streaks with him because of...
He's got health problems. Okay. We feel sorry for him.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
But I had such a huge crush on him when I was younger. Oh, boy.
You liked him, huh? You liked the acid-washed jeans?
Yeah, I thought he was cute.
That denim jacket, the puffy white sneakers?
He was like the good bad boy.
I guess he was the good bad boy.
He was like a good person, but he dressed like a rock star.
Kind of like one of the Jonas Brothers would be now. You like those guys?
Who's that?
Get with it. Come on, you gotta get cool. Jonas Brothers. That's the good stuff. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, this is Herbie from Philadelphia again.
What can I do for you, Herbie?
Well, I got cut off earlier when I went...
It will never get... That didn't make it. Oh. Ba 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 ba. Oh, here's another one I saw on the Friends of Tom message board over at friendsoftom.com. Another guy with a book, Artie Lang. Has a book coming out. That monster. Yeah. That troglodyte. The only thing I gotta say about that guy, that's one where Jersey comes up short. The fact that he's from like Union. He's Route 22 trash. He's that classic Route 22 trash. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, I was calling with a hot streak, cold streak.
And what's your name?
Kim from Tampa.
Kim from Tampa. How are things in Tampa tonight?
Oh, dandy. A little chilly. How about you?
Doing okay. It's hard to get a handle on the weather up here.
Yeah. Sorry.
I gotta say, I'm looking at the chat. This guy, Wes, is one of the... He's as funny as you can get. This guy. So what can I do? Kim?
Yeah.
What do you have for me?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's weird. David Lynch, crazy
yes.
hot streak, crazy cold streak,
mm-hmm.
and then Inland Empire was hot and cold in the same movie.
I can't bring myself to watch that movie.
I don't blame you. But there's about a 45-minute period. It starts out slow,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets really good for about 45 minutes. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of like he took everything he was trying to do with Mulholland Drive and improved mm-hmm. on it. And then it just falls apart.
Now, lay out the hot and cold streak for me, if you could, Kim.
In terms of Inland or his career?
In his career.
Okay. Well, there's Elephant Man, Blue Velvet, Twin Peaks, Wild at Heart, Hot, 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 Hot. And
you're not putting Eraserhead in that hot
streak?
Oh,
God, yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah, really? Eraserhead.
Really?
And then around Fire Walk with Me just gets kind of horrible. Mulholland Drive kind of hot and coldish. And then Inland Empire, just kind of spooky.
How many times have you watched Eraserhead?
Watched it and stayed awake all the way through, or...
Yes.
I watch it in snippets. It's one of those movies, it's got a weird tempo. It kind of... It's like a snake charmer.
Yeah.
I fall asleep, I wake up, I fall asleep, so...
That's what I picture a home movie being like at you know, if Stevie Blue was showing home movies. Would be not on like a racer head.
Yeah.
I start throwing these guys under the bus. The past regime. They're all gone. Purple Shirt. Petey. Who else? Who else, Mike? Chris and Gorda, the Canadian guys. They were Hall of Famers. Those guys are in the Hall of Fame. I miss them. But we got to move on. We got to move forward. Stevie Blue used to be a big caller. Not anymore. Not anymore. Anything else, Kim?
Not really. Just that I'm concerned the Jandek on Corwood proposal, mm-hmm. as the movie that we passed around.
Yes.
I love it. It kind of makes sense, but it's kind of too cult at the same time.
What's
because I just I actually recommended it to somebody like 2 weeks ago, and because namely because it's a bad movie, but also because if you watch it back to back with reading the Irwin Chassid kind of rip apart Jandek essay, which mm-hmm. is hilarious. If you watch them back to back, they make sense. But I mean, just the fact that it's kind of in my lexicon makes me think it's too cult to be passing around. We kind of need a worse movie.
Have you seen what this guy, this Jandek, looks like?
No.
Looks like Ted Danson.
Well, wait, maybe I have then, because I picture him to look like that. So I don't know if I've read a description or if I've actually seen him.
Looks
but
like,
I picture, like, quasi-albino, kind of, like, with giganticism or something.
So basically, this guy's built this mythology up over 25 years. Oh, Jandek, what's he look like? What's he look like? Okay, he looks like Ted Danson.
I would picture a cross between Scott Walker and Abe Lincoln, and that's kind of Ted Danson. So I probably have seen a picture of him. I thought I hallucinated that, but I probably actually...
No, you were dead on, Kim. Thank you.
Sure.
You have a good night.
Thanks. You too, Tom. Bye.
FMU, you're on the air.
Me?
Yes, you.
I'm sorry. This is my first time. I'm
that's
a little nervous.
Relax, buddy. Relax. What's your name?
Matt from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
How are things in Fayetteville, Arkansas tonight?
Oh, they're just great. I got off work about an hour ago, just enjoying the evening.
Enjoying the evening? Had a cold beer?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here in my bedroom.
No, this is not that guy, is it?
No.
Well, that guy was from South Carolina. You just sitting there in your bedroom with a cold beer?
Yeah, it's been a hard day.
You had a hard day?
Yeah, I had I'm a senior, so my last semester of college, and I had this huge assessment course I had to take today, so that was rough.
But you got through it, though, right?
Yeah, with flying colors, I might add.
Just like me doing this show. I didn't want to do this tonight. You don't think I wanted to go home? Well, I came here. And tonight's show is a one-topic wonder. This is one of the ones when you show how it's done. One topic. Straight through. Magic.
Like a lightning in a bottle.
It is. What does that mean?
I'm not sure. So but I got one for the topic.
Let's hear it.
I got a hot streak and a cold streak.
I
and
can't
wait. Hot streak
yeah?
is Neil Innes. From about 1968 to 78.
Yes.
Sort of like from the beginning of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band to about when the Ruddles aired.
Yes. Straight through.
And maybe even after that, but I think he kind of stopped making music for the most part after about 1980.
And who's your cold streak?
It's Marlon Brando, about the last 10 years of his acting career.
What? Isle of Dr. Moreau?
Well,
The Score?
Hey, I guess, like, those are love them or hate them.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those either. I agree with you.
All right, well, that's all I got.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Sarah from New Orleans.
Sarah from New Orleans, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I got a suggestion for a movie that is terrible that every one of your listeners should see.
Is this something we can do for Netflix?
I think we can because it's on my queue. It's called The Apple, and it's from the era when disco reigned supreme and they thought it would never end, but it's set in the wild future of 1994.
I think that movie still might be too popular, though.
You think?
Yes.
Oh, man, it's phenomenal, and I've been waiting for it for, like, 3 weeks.
Put it up on the thing, then. Put it up on the message board.
Okay, I will. And I wanted to call back because I was supposed to have dinner with Mark Eibold.
That's right. How did it go?
And I think he's a fan of your show because he didn't show up.
What?
He heard some crazed Pavement fan was going to be at dinner, and he was late, and we missed him.
He did not hear that.
No, actually, I think he's a big foodie, and so he came to town to eat and didn't want a home-cooked meal and went out to a nice dinner. That's actually what happened.
So he's a foodie. What's that mean? He doesn't eat at McDonald's?
Yeah, he won't eat at McDonald's. He doesn't want, you know, food cooked in my friend's backyard.
You want to know what? This foodie thing? All right, got to stop with the foodie thing.
It's on a hot streak right now, though.
I'm a foodie. Oh, wait, you only like eating good, well-prepared food? Wow.
I only eat things if I know exactly what the soil content was mm-hmm. when it's growing. So. No, of course that's not true.
That's called everyone. Like.
All right, well, have a very good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is Nick from Norwalk, Connecticut. I have something for the topic.
I would love to hear it.
Okay, I have a hot streak and a cold streak. Hot streak, New Order in the 80s, the singles.
Yes, yes,
I
very
mean,
good.
They're just all phenomenal. I don't think there's anything else to say about it. Cold streak, Frank Oz as the director. I don't want to... It's been way too long since I saw... What About Bob, for me to remember whether it was good or not, so I'm not going to start
Great.
There, but I will start with House Sitter.
Can't start with What About Bob. That movie's great.
Okay, I'll revisit it. It's been way
then
too long.
Then he can borrow my slicker!
But after that, it's just House Sitter, The Indian in the Cupboard, In-N-Out, Bowfinger, The Score, The Stepford Wives. It's just a real rough period in there.
Cold streak. Sounds like that's a classic cold streak. Well, spotted, young man. Well spotted.
Thanks. You have a good night.
Well, you have a great night. Man, 4 minutes left in the show. Where's the time go, huh? Where does the time go, Mike? How does the show go by that quickly? Congratulations to everybody who won in the Best Show Art Contest. All the champions. Emily, Chris, Colin, Neil, John, Brian, Eric, Daniel, Dorvid, Greg, Emily. I can't remember who did the Tom versus the World poster, but you're a winner too. Next contest, fan fiction. Best Show fan fiction. I can't wait. Three minutes left for the final calls tonight. Are we without small change tonight? Really? What happened? Is he okay?
He's doing a corporate event.
He's doing a corporate event. Menon? He's playing for Menon tonight?
Toyota.
You got it? You can do it. You got it? 201-209-9368. I'm just going straight through. 2.5 minutes. Do it. Let's do it. Filling in for Small Change tonight is, of course, Duncan is going to be filling in for him. Right, Duncan? Duncan will be here. What's the name of your show, Duncan?
Special Moments in the Evening with Duncan.
Special Moments in the Evening with Duncan will be on tonight. No, in all seriousness, it's Evan. Right? Yes. No, Charlie. Charlie T is going to be here holding it down. Oh, look at all the calls. Don't screen these. I'm going to blast through these like nobody's business. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Jason from Jersey City.
Jason from Jersey City. How are you?
You know, up and down.
Champion. This guy's a champ. Hall of Fame. Nobody beats Jason. It's like the Wiz.
I've got a hot streak.
What's a hot streak?
8 years.
Yeah?
Best show on WFM, yeah.
That's right. I was waiting for somebody to say that. Why do you think I even did this stupid topic? It's the only reason I did it. Waiting for somebody to say, no, this show's the hot streak, Tom.
Fishing for compliments.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to fish. I wanted to throw it out there and see a way for somebody to put two and two together. Thank you, Jason. You're the only one who gets it.
No problem.
You're the only one. Let your little wing heal. I hope your little wing heals. Your little wheel heals.
Thank you.
My sweet English
prince. I may have been the only one to say it, but I'm sure everyone feels it.
They don't. They don't want this show anymore. It's yesterday's news. Everybody wants to hear what Duncan's got up his sleeve. Now, in all seriousness, Clark is his name. It's coming up next. Clark, St. Louis, was it? I don't know what it is. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you. Good night.
Three calls in 1 minute. Watch this. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah,
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey.
That's it. Hey, indeed. I love it. That guy was on hold for 15 minutes just to go, hey. Get hung up on like a common animal. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide, and the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. Little Billy's got a show planned for you that is going to knock your socks off. You got all kinds of equipment over there. Look at that. What is that? Is that a Serato?
No, sorry.
What is
that? It's a Behringer.
A Behringer. How much did that cost?
$200.
That didn't cost $200. That cost way more than that.
No, that's why I bought it. It's cheap.
All right. Fair enough. Am I doing CD2? Yeah. To get us started, Best Show will be back next week. Thanks for listening. FriendsOfTom.com. Keep the party going. Here comes Victor.